Oh, for crying out loud.
Terry.
Oh, why am I not surprised?
Sheriff's Department!
Terry!
Hey, what do you guys want?
We have a warrant this time. Let us in.
The lady at that house over there.
Okay.
Looking out her window.
Hi.
And seeing.
What?
What did she see?
She saw me.
Uh-huh.
Totally partying.
Can you describe partying for me, please?
I get a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get my flute.
Mm-hmm.
And I go like this.
Terry, can I ask you a question?
What?
Is that flute another man's penis?
Whoa, time out.
No, time in.
No, there's no timeouts.
Game
there's
in.
No timeouts in
we're
life.
We're back in play.
Well, maybe the flute had balls.
Okay, now we're getting
somewhere.
I said
maybe, I didn't say it. Yeah. So.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper game.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato game.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
Love Kanye. Kanye is a genius, I think. I think he may be the world's dumbest genius. His rapping is brilliant. His talking, less brilliant. Do you guys know how hard that is? Do you know that rapping is actually more difficult than talking? Like, we can, most of us, talk and not rap. He can rap, can't always talk. It's impressive. He's like a dancer that can't walk. He's like the WB Frog. He's like, hello, my baby. Hello, Ribbit. Wait, you were just... I saw you.
No, I love to scare the kids. I do, of course, celebrity impersonations. And every year, it's always fun to figure out who I should do to scare the kids. Probably my favorite when the kids come adore is Christopher Walken. Hi! Trick or treat. That's a damn good question. Quite the conundrum. Little dudes. You've put forth on this Hallows Eve. Having said that, my young costumed friends, as fate would have it, I, too, have a question. Which one of you little b****s can guess what I've buried under my house? Hey, kids, where you going?
Morning show. Good morning. I'm Corey Cove. There's Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. There's AJ Mansoor. And there's Chris Hockey with a lady's hat on.
I don't have a lady's hat.
These guys are convinced it's a lady's hat.
Yeah, that's a lady's
hat. That's my
on.
First real look at it.
Why would it be a lady's hat?
Because
it's blue?
They're convinced it's a lady's hat.
Why is it
hat.
Blue?
How,
it's a Vikings hat. Why is it blue?
How sexist are you two?
Yeah, what the hell?
Why is it blue?
I don't know. From here, it doesn't look as lady-ish as you guys claimed it to be.
Why is it blue?
Yeah.
I wear a camouflage one as well. You don't call me a lady when I wear that one.
Ladies love camo.
I guess they do. No, I got it at the Vikings locker room store down at by TCO, and I liked it, so I wore it because it matches my eyes.
Was it in the men's section?
Of course it was in the men's section.
Well, they have a ladies section of hats?
I don't know if they do or not. I guess they probably... No, I don't know if they do. Probably.
Is it blue or a faded purple?
It's blue.
It is blue.
It's blue. I don't know. I like it. I don't care if it's a ladies. Doesn't bother me. I'll wear the hell out of it. I'll wear it more if it's a ladies.
I'm not a woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
The other angle, it looked more like a lady's hat, but now that I get a really good look at it, I don't know. Yeah, it just looks like a faded kind of...
baseball cap.
Yeah,
it's not a fedora.
A
Fedoras, lady hats?
You would wear a fedora.
I wear a sombrero.
Do you have a fedora?
If it had Vikings on it, I'd wear a sombrero. I really would.
Yeah, I believe that. That I believe.
I'd wear a 10-gallon hat. Son of a bitch, where's my 10-gallon hat?
Those are sweet. People should wear those.
Thank you, right.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm great.
Are you sick? Are you getting sick?
No.
No, I'm not sick.
Actually, he is going to get sick. That's my prediction. You are going to get sick.
Because the body's just shutting down from all the other work.
Your body has just been beat to hell.
Taking all its energy and putting it elsewhere.
Yeah, he played a hard game of golf yesterday, and he's so damn sore.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He
can't take it.
No, it's the fact
that
I'm so out of shape.
Yeah, we know.
And I hadn't played golf in a month because I'm so bad at it that I think I need to find a new hobby.
Yeah, quit.
I probably will.
You should.
I mean, I basically did yesterday.
Good.
And then I walked, and my whole body is absolutely killing me because I'm so fat. And
from
I'm
walking?
Strong. Yeah. And swinging a club occasionally. I think I swung once a hole and just kind of kept walking.
Sounds like it's affecting your voice, too.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just so seepy.
No, I'm just hurt. I'm looking for this hat.
You can get Advil. That helps.
Yeah, I took some.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
A couple cups of coffee?
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Midol might be good for you.
That's a good point.
Death would be better for you three.
What the hell did I do?
You're all a-holes all the time.
I came in here and
you're
you
the one
started
ripped him for a
ripping
lady
on me
hat.
For wearing a
it
hat.
It's a lady hat.
It's not a lady
it's
hat.
It's lavender.
I don't even know what that means, but it's not. That's not color lavender.
Dudes can't wear lavender stuff. You wore a pink shirt 2 days ago.
It wasn't a shirt, Hockey.
It was a blouse.
It was a pink blouse. And your slacks were so damn tight, I could see your pulse yesterday.
Yeah, you
but
kept following me.
But I didn't rip on you at all.
Yes, you did.
I never did.
You kept following me around.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to rip on you. I was trying to put something else on you.
Your crank?
Nope.
Yeah, I guess I can't find that hat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't care anyway. Hey, you guys think I care? I don't care. I like it. It looks good in my eyeballs.
You've never cared.
I don't care.
Oh, well, he did care about the MRS. He brought the MRS back because we guilted him into it.
Yeah. I let you bully me out. I'm not happy with myself.
We just told you the truth.
What's, yeah, you bullied me.
I always forget her name. She comes in on Fridays once in a while. Friend of the show. Friend of the band. She was in last week when you were under the table.
D
came in last week. And she put her little clutch on the top of the table over there, and I walked in and I saw it there, and I for a split second I had the question, is this Chris's new wallet? Did he do this again?
It is a regret, not one of my great regrets, but it is one of my regrets. I let you guys bully my rat out of my wallet.
No regrets.
I got regrets.
Now, if Sauce gets to the bottom of his hat, and this is in fact a lady's hat, you will not be guilted out of it.
Absolutely not. It looks good with my eyes. Tell me it doesn't look good with my eyes.
Well, everything looks good with your eyes.
Thank you.
My only complaint, and I'm the wrong guy to ask because I'm not a good dresser.
Uh-huh.
I would say if you're going to go with the blue hat, the black jacket does not work.
Are you colorblind? There's no black on this
that's
jacket.
That's like a charcoal.
This is gray.
All right, maybe it's the lighting.
And gray goes with everything.
I didn't realize I was working Fashion Week.
Yeah, I did have no idea we worked with Michael Kors.
What?
I guess it is kind of a charcoalish gray.
Yeah.
Kind of, it is.
Yeah, Hawk.
Mm. You have
we should
black
do a
on,
fashion show.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, a fashion show.
That would be sweet.
Should do a fashion podcast.
Chris would win.
Yeah, I would win, because I'll try anything. I don't have to.
A lot of sparkle, a lot of glitter.
Yeah. I've worn
a lot of
bursts.
A lot of vests.
Sure.
You'd wear a skirt. You said that already.
I'd like to wear a skirt.
Brought to you by Bedazzled.
Yeah, let my balls be free, people.
Yeah, let his balls be free, people.
Stop
it's
trying
about time.
To restrict my balls.
You got free people balls?
Yeah, I do.
They're expensive.
Damn right they are. They're hard to get as well.
So anyway.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I have no idea.
So this is the Power Trip Morning Show. We'll play Initials at 8:15. Carly Zucker makes her return to Initials. She hasn't played in a long time. She's playing
my
today.
God. Whitney's dead?
Yeah.
Oh! How's Michael Jackson taking it?
She'll be here about 7:30 or so.
They're from the league?
Yeah. Whitney's dead?
Guy's a genius.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that you've referenced a couple times?
A million times. Sauce, where did we see him?
Rafi.
Was it Aria?
Great story.
You know
First
what? I have an idea.
Jerk off party?
Oh no.
My God.
Let's do this. No. I like where this is going. Okay, put it away.
Jesus.
That show's funny.
I love it. It's the first thing he thinks of.
You know what? I have an idea.
Jerk off party?
No.
Let's do this.
No. I like where this is going. Okay, put it away.
And isn't he asking him about like his sister?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, yeah. Is he a brother-in-law?
He's one of the main characters' brothers-in-law.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. How about this one?
Buddy, I don't know who you are. You're about to get chlamydia.
Every clip of that show that you've ever showed me, it feels like Jason is improv-ing.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he is.
Well, listen to this.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to edit this one, obviously, because they're out in the woods and they're being chased by a bear. Listen to this.
What are you doing, Rafi?
Oh, God. Since I left you guys, I was tracking the bear most of the night. Didn't get him. But I did find a big, fresh pile of shit that I thought I'd second harvest because it was full of Hershey Kisses. Spoiler alert, they weren't Hershey Kisses. It was just more shit. I ate it all anyway, got sick to my tummy, puked, pooped, jerked off, and now I'm here with you, bros. What are you guys been up to?
Brilliant. He's so funny. He's one of the funniest characters on TV. He's basically like a real life Randy from South Park.
Right. Well, yeah.
What do you want to do? Jerk off party? No.
You know what? I have an idea.
Jerk off party?
No.
Let's do this.
No.
I like where this is going.
He's taking his pants off.
Let's do this.
He's that guy's brother in law, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Who is also, they're both in Big Mouth as well.
Yeah, he's
Nick
Kroll.
Kroll, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. God, Big Mouth is so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so dirty, but it's so good.
I think Nick Kroll and Jason, whatever his last name is, both on Parks and Rec as well. Those guys, they like run in the same circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Sandler
kind of bit
where he has all his buddies.
Yeah, because Jason plays Dennis Feinstein, who is the Fragnance magnate, basically, of Pawnee, Indiana. And then, of course, Nick Kroll plays The Douche.
Yeah.
The morning DJ, right? The Douche.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. His radio fans are called Douche Nation.
That's brilliant.
Anyway.
It really is.
Yeah.
I really, really like Nick Kroll.
So, we don't have Kreese today?
He's in Austin, I thought, right?
Oh, that's right.
He's
that's
in Austin, Texas, that's but he will call in for the Fantasy Charts Challenge at 6:40.
Yeah, and Tyler George is going to stop by today.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
When's Tyler coming in?
I don't know. He's going to hang out. He's got stuff going on in the Twin Cities this weekend. I think we need to augment the Rambo party plan.
Why?
Because now it sounds like you've got a lot to do after the show, and I've got things. I've got to record Matt Burke now for tonight.
Yeah.
Why don't we just, after we get our stuff done, go to the bar across the street and then Uber home from here? As opposed to going all the way to my house and then starting drinking. Because I have to head to St. Cloud for my show tonight at 3:30.
Really what Chris is saying is he was more interested in the drinking part than the Rambo marathon part.
Well, yeah.
Chris, which is the right answer.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. See, right?
Should we go to the Loon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Maybe. I don't care where we go.
Yeah, let's go to the Loon.
Am I going to get made fun of because of my wardrobe?
No. You'll fit right in downtown.
Jerk off party?
Yeah, that'll be mentioned. Yeah, let's go to the Loon.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
That's good. We can do that.
We'll go have lunch.
And yeah.
Have cocktails.
Yeah, whatever.
Do they allow lady hats and dark gray sweatshirts?
Yeah. You mean black sweatshirts?
You know, I think I'd rather stay in this area, though.
Well, do whatever. I don't care.
Let's stay in this area so I can leave my car here and then Uber home from here.
Go bowling at Punch Bowl.
All right. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to go run home, let Muppet out, and I'll Uber back here.
Good. And then we're going to get hammered.
And maybe not announce your plans on the radio.
Who cares?
I don't care.
Yeah, that's also why you should never get a pet.
Oh, Tyler's already awake. Hi, Tyler.
I know. What
kids and pets ruin everything.
Yeah.
Right, just go across the street and drink.
Go. Are you on the dad podcast?
I got to go home to let the dog out. She'll figure it out.
Who let the dog out?
No. Yeah, just go get drunk.
No, I have to let her out.
She'll be fine.
No.
Yeah.
She's like my kid.
Is the dog going to die if she craps?
Maybe. I don't know. I worry about her.
Just give her up for adoption.
I'm not doing that. I'd rather quit my job.
Jeez.
Speaking of craps.
Yeah, did you put that in?
Should we do this now or should we wait?
You can do it now. Do it now, do it later.
This is a real news story, guys. What I'm about to play for you is a real news story.
Oh, no.
And it's from a lady from Maine who makes things out of moose turds. And this is not The Onion. This is a real news story.
And by make things, you mean art?
You'll hear.
What is she making?
There's a lot going on at this Somerville home. There are 2 adults, 3 kids, more than 60 animals, including some fish, and a whole bunch of moose turds. Mary Winchenbach runs Purdy Works. It's art made from the stuff that moose leave behind.
Everyone takes a crap. Everyone goes to the bathroom, so everyone can relate to that. And the terms that I use to name these products are everyday terms that, you know, people are used to hearing and stuff. So it just kind of, you just try to, you know, combine the two to come up with something halfway decent that's funny, you know. For example, the first thing that we make now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock. And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now over here we make fecal people. And depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs. See, because there's no two turds that are ever alike. Have you ever seen a turd, the two turds alike?
Guess not.
No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
The turds are all local. We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap. And I have found that when a moose takes a dump, you walk about 50 yards in any direction and they take another dump.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business model.
And when a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap. So it's like I get $5 a turd for these things. So I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
Since going viral, she doesn't know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new Turdy Works Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them, and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds, and I ship everywhere.
I'm going to assume I'm speaking for all of us, but I am extremely aroused.
That's made up.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. It's a real news story. You've got to see it. It really is.
It's on the Power Trip page.
Yeah, she ain't kidding.
How bad is the art? It's pretty bad.
It's like, pretty bad, but the turds are like, they look like pine cones almost. They're pretty large.
Yeah, but you can tell they're turds.
But
it's not like it's a hot commodity that there's a health benefit or there's some other, you know, side effect that would make these worth $5 a turd. No one's paying $5 a turd.
Hey, apparently they are.
Speaking of actual art, because this is just crap. Did you see the update on the Banksy story from about a week and a half ago?
The shredded art one?
Right. So his painting goes on sale. It sells for $1.4 million.
Right.
I think we've all seen the video, correct?
Yeah.
That the second that the sale is closed at the auction, somebody in the building, because there were rumors that there was a person with a weird remote control, somebody in the building hits a button, sets off the shredder that Banksy had built into the frame, and the painting starts to shred itself, and about 75% of the way down, stops.
Right.
And now art experts are saying that $1.4 million, which the gal, I think it was a gal, ended up paying for. She's like, yeah, I still want the painting. Mm-hmm. Now art experts are saying it's probably even worth more than because of the
malfunction?
Because of the story.
I see. Okay.
It's even worth more. But now Banksy... was Instagram? I forget where he posted it, but he basically said that's not how it was supposed to go. It was supposed to completely shred, and there's a video of it working properly beforehand, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, but it was worked every time in practice. Mm-hmm. So it was supposed to completely shred and come all the way out, which that changes things.
I still think it would hold some value.
Right, but my guess is you would have to, you know, kind of piece it back together and then reframe it. Yeah. I kind of love the idea of hanging it.
Half hanging out
the bottom of the frame.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to, according to him, go all the way out and shred completely.
Huh.
What a genius bit.
Yeah, pretty good bit.
Built a shredder into the frame and then had somebody, one of his Banksy minions,
and this
hit the button.
The plan the entire time. I mean, he filmed himself building this shredder.
And practice runs.
Yeah, knowing that
shredder completely.
Wow.
He's brilliant.
Dude's brilliant.
Do we have any idea who it is?
No.
He likes to paint ding-dongs on things.
With turds.
Front Page Sports is next. Right here on The Fan.
Everybody, the Power Trip Morning Show. Vikes at Jets Sunday at noon in New York. Here's offensive coordinator Jonathan DeFilippo. talking about the Jets' defense.
Obviously, we have a tough challenge this week in New York. These guys are really good on defense. It's a much different style of defense that we're playing this week compared to last week, where they're really, really stout up front. They're going to be difficult to move, and we're going to have to stay on our blocks and really secure the first level. These guys are powerful and big men that can really hold the line of scrimmage. So we got to do a great job at the first level and then work our way up.
Well, is anybody going to play? Right, no Danielle Hunter in practice, no Dalvin Cook in practice, no Linval Joseph in practice, of course, no Everson Griffin in practice. Sauce, you might line up for the Vikings on Sunday.
Obviously I can't. If I can't walk 18 holes of golf, there's no way I can play football.
The only thing the thing that makes me happy about you being so sore and tired is you're going to do less tot-flopping today because you won't walk over here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't encourage it.
Yeah.
I'll be over there soon.
Some things motivate you?
I don't think you will.
Nothing.
I think Hawk's pretty safe.
Thank you, man.
All right, Power Trip Morning Show. Let's do some sports, god dang it. I wrote a bunch of stuff down on my notebook.
You got your notebook. Hey, nobody asked you about it.
I have two questions that I will ask throughout the show.
See.
My first one is from last segment, Moose Poop Lady Hawk, would ya?
Yes.
Because she's famous?
Yeah, and she's good with her hands.
Yep!
Yes. She's an artist.
What's the other question?
Okay. This isn't a bit. I thought of this yesterday, and you guys are all going to make fun of me.
It's never good to start with that.
This is not
You're setting
me,
the bar
like,
so low.
This is going to be really funny. I'm going to ask this on the radio, and people think I'm stupid, mm-hmm. even though they know I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Are all ladybugs female?
Oh, my God.
Because if you're a male ladybug, we'd be like, damn it, I'm a dude. I don't want to be called a ladybug. I'm
you
serious.
Say another word, and I swear to God, I will dice you into a million little pieces.
Do you think male ladybugs have any concept of what they're named?
Yeah, I know I'm a human.
I'm not Great so sure point. You are.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
You're dumber than one.
That hurt.
The best quarterback last night for the Denver Broncos was Josh Rosen. Threw two touchdowns to the Denver Broncos, which was more than Case Keenum.
And he threw for more yards.
Josh Rosen, 21 of 39, 194, a touchdown, three interceptions, two of them in the first quarter were returned for touchdowns. I believe he also fumbled the ball twice away.
Hmm.
He was mostly horrific last night. The Cardinals, 1-6. They're 0-4 at home for the first time since 1979. Larry Fitzgerald Jr. scored a touchdown, his 111th of his career. That's tied now for 7th all-time with Tony Gonzalez. Hmm. The Broncos are 3-4.
Man. Both bad teams. That's a bad Thursday night football game.
The Cardinals, though, I think are the worst team in football.
Worse than San Francisco without Garoppolo?
Yeah, but that's a little bit misleading because they don't have Garoppolo, but yeah.
Well, and I mean, they don't have McKinnon either.
But God dang it, the Cardinals bad. They have about 5 good players and everybody else is a train wreck.
Who else would be Giants? The Giants are bad?
Bad.
I take the Giants over the Cardinals.
We have a weird taste in our mouth with Buffalo.
The Colts are bad?
Colts are better than the Cardinals. Buffalo's better than the Cardinals. Again, maybe San Francisco because of injury is the only team that's worse. I know Arizona has the one win against San Francisco, but clearly if you have McKinnon and Garoppolo, they're better than Arizona as well. They are awful.
I got one that's worse.
Yeah.
Oakland. Oakland is terrible.
Yeah, Oakland is worse, yeah. Oakland's quit.
Oh, man, I don't know. I watched almost all of last night's game. They're just awful.
Why would you do that, yeah, right,
what
Hockey?
The hell were you doing?
I was working and it was in the background. But
working.
My God, was it
at
bad.
At the other place?
No.
They don't have football on there, do they?
Yeah, I don't think they put football on there. Man. That's maybe where we'll go drinking hockey.
Sounds good to me, baby.
Yeah.
Also fell asleep. I don't know why. I also fell asleep to sports.
You were tired.
The Blazers won 128-119 over the Lakers. LeBron James made his Lakers regular season debut, 26 points, 12 rebounds. And 6 assists. Here's a weird stat that nobody cares about, but I was fascinated by.
Hawk, get it out, please.
What?
Hmm.
the gun.
You're going to party? I like where this is going.
That was Portland's 18th straight home opening win. That is an NBA record.
Brad.
Wow, that is weird.
18 straight home opening wins.
That's right up there with that San Antonio Spurs. The Timberwolves haven't won in San Antonio since like 91.
2013.
Crazy.
Jeez, Becky.
It's only 5 years.
18 years is longer than that, though, yeah.
What else did I have? Oh, I'm on hockey side.
In the lady hat?
I don't care about the lady hat.
Oh, you moved on.
I'd wear any kind of hat.
On hockey side on what?
Thanks.
I hate the NBA. It's so stupid.
Well, right now you do.
Why?
It's just stupid.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I don't care about LeBron being in L.A. And I was sitting over there. I don't know what I was doing. And they showed the LeBron-Portland highlights 3 times in 15 minutes. No one gives a bleep. His team sucks. Lonzo Ball comes off the bench because he's terrible. No one cares about basketball. I don't care. Then yesterday, that one guy who plays for that one team dunked the basketball without moving.
Boban?
Yeah. He didn't even lift his feet off the ground.
That's kind of cool because he stared at the camera.
So it's like you playing golf.
No, he put in more effort. He
played more effort. The Vikings are at the Jets Sunday at noon right here on The Fan. The Vikings are 3-2-1. The Jets are 3-3. Again, did not practice yesterday. Linval, Sendejo, Reef, Dalvin, Everson, and Hunter. Yikes.
It's over.
It's going to be just fine, boy.
Yeah, they'll win on Sunday.
You seem confident.
Well, I think they will.
Do you guys remember yesterday we talked about the Los Angeles Chargers being an absolute disaster? And, hey, maybe they're not going to stay in L.A. Maybe that's a bad decision.
Then it got worse.
What did?
Well, what you're about to say.
Why'd you have to cut him off?
I don't know if it got worse. We just were basically wasting our time, essentially, is the right answer.
Yeah.
The Chargers have, according to ProFootballTalk.com, a firm 20-year lease at the venue being built by Rams owner Stan Kroenke. So,
whoa,
20 years minimum they're going to be in L.A.
That's correct, Rosie.
And according to ProFootballTalk.com, it's going to be pretty hard to get out of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have a pair of 10-year exclusive options after the first 20 years.
Jesus.
So up to 40 years in that stadium, assuming that California's not underwater by then.
Ooh.
Wow.
I think they would move at that point.
Thanks, Maynard.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I read you.
Yeah. Things can change, though.
Yeah, for sure.
They always do.
Yeah.
How did they move 2 teams to that town?
Yeah.
Well, second biggest media market in the country.
Yeah, but one plays in a soccer stadium.
For now.
Yeah, but I just... And then what the whole thing yesterday about how they're just going to be basically tenants of the Rams? That sucks. It's stupid. It's like, oh, well, I have a great idea. You know what would be better? Double that idea. Oh. Well, that didn't work. Now what? Now we have 20 years of 2 things we didn't want.
That was an excellent recap of exactly what's happening.
I was at the meeting.
The Wild are at Dallas tonight. Yeah, you might need to take a nap. Dallas is hosting the Wild tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on The Fan. The Wild are 2-2-2.
Doo-doo.
The Stars are 3-3. Apparently they used to play here.
Yep.
That's cool.
Oh. Good for them. I had no idea.
Our new buddy and I, Ryan Carter, will be at Patrick McGovern's tonight watching the game 7-9.
What time will that be?
7-9.
Is that a bar or just a guy's house?
Both.
Okay.
Cool.
It's a bar in St. Paul, but he hangs out there as well.
No kidding.
He's a big fan of the show.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yep. Wolves home openers tonight. That won't be awkward at all. They host Cleveland and Kevin Love. The Wolves are 8-point favorites.
This is the music they walk out to.
Brilliant. Introducing Jimmy Butler.
Again, I feel like I was there.
Thanks, man.
Floyd Mayweather wants a Conor McGregor rematch after a potential fight with Khabib. We've been talking about that for the last couple days because they're looking for a giant paycheck. Floyd said, quote, McGregor was talking that bleep, so it ain't over. After me and Khabib lock up, me and McGregor, we gonna lock up again.
Nope.
Do you remember what the number was that he actually earned for that fight?
$275 million.
Of course he wants a rematch. Yeah. Kidding me?
The number is going to be smaller this time.
Of course it will.
Like Ben Lieber said yesterday, just a lot of people not going to fall for it again. But yeah. And that's with McGregor, right? Khabib is so much less marketable right. because people just, a lot of people just learned his name a week and a half ago.
Sure.
With the last McGregor fight, unless you're a diehard UFC fan, you never heard of him probably until that fight.
I don't care if he fights McGregor again. You know who I want him to fight?
Who? That'd be great. I would watch that. Would you get that fight?
You damn right I would.
But Floyd would be so distracted by the celery.
Yeah, brilliant.
What a great bit. Hey, you know how I said Maroon 5 at halftime is a terrible choice and
you
it
did
sucks
say that.
And it's stupid?
I don't know why. I like them.
Nope.
U.S. Weekly reports that Rihanna turned down halftime because she supports Colin Kaepernick and disagrees with the NFL's stance on the anthem.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
That actually makes more sense. Rihanna would have made more sense to me than Maroon 5.
Yeah.
But reportedly, she turned it down.
So condescending, unnecessarily critical. Good tune.
Gopher football's at Nebraska tomorrow at 2:30 right here on The Fan. Seems like all sports are on The Fan. You ever notice that?
Yeah, that's great.
Kind of cool.
Nebraska, yeah. 4-point favorites despite being 0-6. For the first time in school history.
That's sad.
At least at football. I'm sure they've been 0-6 at other things.
Probably.
Nebraska's minus 185 on the money line. The Gophers are plus 155. Over-under, 54.5.
An 0-6 NFL team would never be a favorite over a 500 football team.
Buddy.
Unless it's injury related.
You're about to get chlamydia.
Unless, like, yeah. But, Brady comes back after six games because his backup was atrocious or something.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Or like Brett Hundley into Aaron Rodgers or something. Then maybe.
I guess.
But it sounded better. It sounded more dramatic the way you said it.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Set it up nicely.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Mike Zimmer said the vision in his right eye is not improving as much as he thought it would. after eight surgeries.
My God!
He said, he told Chris Thomason, I don't know if he told other people too, but Chris Thomason had the story in the Pioneer Press about how Zimmer has to put eye drops in and then basically wait to even get a contact in, and even then, it's still not very good. I don't know about you guys, but you know how we watch those Zimmer press conferences from time to time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever notice how often he rubs that eye?
Yeah, all he
the
does
time.
A lot.
All the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
It obviously bugs him.
Yeah,
I think it was last week that he did a ton.
A ton.
Every commercial.
Almost every question.
He'd kind of lean back and just do this a lot. He'd
yeah.
kind of rub. Yeah.
I would assume that there's nothing left that can be done.
Don't know.
I feel like he's had a lot of procedures.
Yeah. Dr. David
he had
Whiting.
A full off season.
Dr. David Whiting's a good start. Try there. Otherwise, have you seen Minority Report?
No.
Just swap out eyes. Tom Cruise did it.
Well, he
I've
did?
I've never seen that.
It's a good movie, actually.
Yeah. Never
Although
seen it.
The TV show was obviously going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
That did not need to be turned into a TV show.
That's good.
Speaking of TV, today is the day. Making a Murderer Season 2 debuts on Netflix.
Oh, that's right.
Today's the day.
Well?
I'll probably watch it.
Yeah, maybe.
We have a week before Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out, so I got a week of nothing. Right?
Yeah.
Then I'm in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll watch it. I don't even get, what's it, 10 episodes?
Yep.
Something so like much that, to watch.
Yeah. And we've seen every angle of that has been talked out. We've seen multiple people and lawyers who are, you know, the king or queen of getting people out sure. of jail. We've seen this played out.
And because of the popularity of the first season, what has been happening has been covered.
Right.
And we talked about it on the show when he first hired this lady as his lawyer. And it's like the Bigfoot shows. If they had found him, if he had gotten out, we would have already heard about it.
Again, the show was called Finding Bigfoot, not Found Bigfoot.
Yeah, if it was Found Bigfoot, it'd be one episode.
And it would have been the most gigantic news in the history of news.
Correct.
It wasn't. Paul.
If you want to win some cash, text cash to 200-200. That's cash to 200-200.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan. I know I tend to get so insecure. The Fan. It don't matter anymore.
Good morning, everybody. So now we know, after Vikings long snapper Kevin McDermott lost the tip of his left pinky finger in the...
Well, it's not his fault.
I didn't mean to insinuate that. I was just
He lost. Don't rip the guy.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Who were we ripping? Were gonna rip him.
No, no. I love Kevin. Kevin. Kevin's my man.
He hugged me in a towel.
No, that was David Morgan.
No, they all hugged me in a towel.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
Hopefully, it wasn't Tommy's towel.
Oh, gross.
Anyway,
Dick.
After he lost the finger during halftime, they went out looking for it, and they never did find it. They looked for it at halftime, said Mike Prefer. And that was all unbeknownst to him, of course. At halftime, I'm holding my breath, hoping we can get Kevin back, even though David Morgan did a good job. The fellas, the specialists, they went out and looked for it. At halftime, they couldn't find it. It's gone forever now. It's at the L.A. Coliseum.
So many things. Number one, how long is the grass in L.A. at the Coliseum? Number two, once you have a really, really good idea almost exactly where it is.
You would think so, yeah.
But based again, on where he was on the field when it happened. It couldn't have gone far. And then number three, didn't we hear that even if they had found it, that it would not have been able to be reattached?
I don't know.
So yeah, was it in the moment, maybe they didn't know that.
Maybe they didn't know that. That's true. But even so, even if you know it can't be reattached, wouldn't you want it for fun?
Oh, so
for
then sure. Here's the question. Yeah.
Put it on the coffee table for a conversation.
We haven't heard anything yet about, you know, you joked about it being stuck in said guy's helmet.
Yeah.
If he went to the sideline and just had, like, you know, they get grass in their helmet and they just kind of take and throw it. Whatever, maybe it's over on the sideline. Maybe it's in the garbage.
That's what I think.
I mean, if it did get stuck, which is disgusting.
That's kind of hot, actually.
If he realized that it was a fingertip, he would have said something about it, but maybe he just thought it was grass.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Can I please have your attention?
Ick is right.
So this is maybe the best way I've heard the Powerball / Mega Millions be put into perspective. Think about this for a second. This will blow your mind if you really think about it.
Yeah.
So the Mega Millions tonight estimated $970 million. So let's just be fair. We're talking $1 billion pre-taxes.
All right.
That's tonight.
I'll have that.
Tomorrow's Powerball is somewhere around $430
million. All right, I'll take that instead. Whatever.
So you combine them both, $1.4 billion. If you were lucky enough to win both of them, the odds of doing that are 1 in 88 quadrillion.
You have better chance of giving birth as a man.
So
Arnold did it.
So that's 88 followed by 15 zeros.
I'm out.
So just...
you mean hockey in the 80s?
Right, but think about this. That's pretty good, actually. But think about this. So... to Sauce's point, even though it's the dumbest way to frame it.
You say another word and I swear to God I will dice you into a million little pieces.
Right.
I'd still be overweight.
The chances of you winning both are so close to zero, it's almost zero, right? 88 quadrillion. Even if you win them both, you are still worth $144 billion less than Jeff Bezos of Amazon.
Wow.
Isn't that the craziest way to frame that?
Nuts. You know, it's basically become the luckiest person of all time.
And of all time, and you don't even you have basically 1% of his wealth if you won both of them at 88 quadrillion to one.
And that's before taxes.
Fair point. Another good point. Finally, you're starting to heat up.
Fire. Well,
yeah, isn't that insane? I mean, good for Jeff Bezos, though, but my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to win one of them. I just haven't decided which one yet. Can't decide if I want to be greedy.
Is he not a nice guy?
No idea. Oh, people say he's not.
Who
says he's
who
not?
Who in the world knows that?
Guys that I work with him.
They work
guys
with
that
them.
You know work with them, you and they say they're not good
with
dudes.
A billionaire.
You have said this. Yeah. You've said that you have Phil. A friend that is,
and Phil doesn't like
pretty
him.
Good.
Phil, yeah.
I'm not saying Phil doesn't like him. I'm sure Phil loves him. But there was like, because when somebody tweeted about how much money he gave away, and then people are like, well, why don't you ask about his employees who don't have this and this and this? I just assumed the guy worked for Amazon. Okay, that story, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Who are these people you're talking about that have ripped Jeff Bezos?
Work to Jeff Bezos.
Who? Phil DeAgony?
Phil DeAgony.
I think I would assume pretty close.
And that's your only source. And now you're worried that you're basically just outing Phil as a guy who hates Jeff Bezos.
No, some guy.
You don't have any other sources. You have no other sources.
Phil DeAgony.
How many people could you possibly know?
On the streets.
How many people could you possibly know that work that closely with Bezos? It's just Phil.
No,
It's just Phil.
Yeah, but he's never said anything bad about
it. Well, then who else was?
People you're making it up.
No, you're lying.
No, people on Twitter when somebody...
Oh, well, hell. Convince me now. Twitter people? That's got to be fact.
You love Twitter people.
Yeah, not all of them, but some. I'm just saying. I'm trying to add to the conversation.
Yeah, but add facts.
It doesn't have to make sense, Corey.
That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, thank
Untrue,
you.
But interesting.
Chris, I know you bought Mega Millions tickets.
Hell yeah.
Did you buy Powerball tickets?
Hell yeah.
I bought both as well.
Hell
Sauce?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
I don't play that.
Why?
No. I mean, I did on jackpocket.com.
I did.
AJ, are you a lottery guy or not?
We'll buy a ticket or two for stuff like this.
When it gets big?
Yeah.
So, this is always what Rosen rips on is, was $200 million not good enough, but a billion is? What's your number? What's the number where you say, all right, this is big enough where I'm...
I don't know
you have my attention.
I don't know that there's a number, but it's always just when people start talking about it. Because I don't think about it. It's not on my radar until it's in the news and until it's on the radio, until it's crazy, you know, super high.
Because I do exactly what Rosen... is hinting at. When I drive by the gas station and you can see the numbers from the road, you don't have to be at the gas station. You can 80 million? I ain't buying a ticket today. What a waste of time that would be. Once it gets to about 150 or 200 million, then it has my attention.
Yeah.
Chris, what's your number? Well, Chris probably buys them every day.
I buy them pretty much all the time. Sure. I like them.
But is there a number that gets your attention where you're, ooh, that's too big. I have to get in there.
If it gets over 100. Yeah.
100?
When it's, yeah.
That's pretty quick, though. It gets to 100 pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
A billion,
I'm going to win it for sure.
A billion definitely has my attention.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to win it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I'm sure of that.
And again, how much are you giving each one of us if you win?
$1 million each.
Oh, it's
all three of you guys.
Thank you, Hugs.
Yep, all three of you.
Even Sauce, even though he's not playing it, which means he has no chance of reciprocating.
He's been good for my career. I didn't tell you guys
very nice
that that I'm going to give you $1 million, but you're also going to have to sign a contract. I'll never have to hear from you ever again.
What about me, though?
Deal.
Because you sleep with my dad.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want to hear his voice either. I just want him to shut up and take it.
Whoa.
But are you asking if you get $2 million? Because I assume your dad's getting $1 million as well.
Oh, my dad's getting more than $1 million.
No. He gets half of everything. We're married.
When did that happen?
Don't worry about it.
It's common law. They've been dating over 10 years.
Yeah, common got us married. Common
nice
that's right, yes.
Tooth mm-hmm. Fairy married you?
That's
Taste Fairy.
Taste Fairy.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, common is both.
You love that movie.
I do. It's pretty good.
You probably have it on Blu-ray.
It's super silly, but it's so good. Hey, you guys got to hear this. Today I read a story that just it hit home so perfectly. It's so right on the money. You're officially middle-aged at the age of 47.
How old are you?
I am exactly 47 years old. Listen
great
to this.
Song, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I heard you, Neil. Shut up. You start noticing that a lot of your coworkers are young enough to be your kids.
You brought that up on the podcast a couple days ago when you realized that Tina is 2 years older than your son.
That's right.
You said your oldest son or something at the time, and then you realized you only have one.
I only have, as far
at
as
least
I know.
Legitimate.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you know of.
Yeah. You have a harder time tolerating other people's nonsense, so I apologize, Sauce.
I was middle-aged at 17 years old.
Right, that's true.
I hate other people's nonsense.
Yeah,
I deal with him every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
God, yeah, that's why I've been waiting to win this lottery so I can quit.
Right. I don't have much nonsense.
Oh, boy.
You notice wrinkles and gray hairs, but not just on your face and head.
Yeah,
that's so
on
true.
Your back.
Oh, you have no idea. My elbow, it looks like... I don't know.
Your weenus?
Your elbow?
Yeah, my elbow looks like an old man's elbow. I know it's a weird thing to say, but it's true. I looked at myself in a picture. I'm like, look at your elbow.
What?
What are you, the old man from Up?
Let's see it.
I can't explain it. It's.
Are you talking like the droop?
Yeah, the droop. Yeah, I got droopy elbows. What the hell
yeah,
happened?
Well, your one arm is real strong.
No, they're...
I don't think it looks bad at all.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And the other one's completely covered up by your tattoo
plus,
sleeve anyway.
You have sweet tattoos.
I do have sweet tattoos.
And that's called a weenus anyway.
Hey, just cover up your other old man elbow with tattoos. No one will ever notice.
I'm working on it. It will be. That's why I'm doing it. I'm covering up my whole body eventually. I'm going to disappear.
Don't do that. You have a nice face.
Well, thank you.
That's last.
I don't get face tattoos. Yeah, don't do that. Post Malone.
You thought you'd never need glasses. But now you do. I got a brand new pair of glasses on the way. I just got some.
You don't need glasses. Go to whitingclinic.com or call 855-WHITING.
True. I would love to do that, but I don't qualify. My thingies are too thin, just like my Wayne.
My thingies.
Your Wayne?
Yeah.
Hey, he's got a little Wayne.
Lucky.
You realize you're older than most of the actors and musicians you like. True. Not all of them, though, because, you know, I like Wasp. And
it's like athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like Wasp. That's your out? Yeah. Right. I'm not super old yet. I'm still into Wasp.
And Elton. Well,
hey. Yeah. What's up?
My gosh.
What's going on? Hi, John. What's going on? Just doing a little radio show.
What's happening back
Hi, Steve.
There?
All right on, man. Well, hold on. We're just doing a segment.
Who is this?
Steve-O brought the dude in here right in the middle of the segment just to say hi.
What up, dude?
That would work.
Dude?
That'd go over well on their show.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just walk right into Dave's studio and see what happens.
No, I'm good.
Going on a cruise suddenly sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. It sounded fun when I was 20.
Well, it sounds like even more fun now. I don't have to move at all.
Why is that? Okay, that's why.
Yeah. You just get on the boat and let somebody drive you somewhere. It's like
cruises are fun, man.
And old people love buffets.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah. Cruise ships are just that's loaded true. With buffets.
And that, I love buffets.
Of course you do.
Look at me.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. I've got flabby elbows.
And your breath is bad. Sloppy Joe's. No, okay. It's lunch, Lady Lamb.
I know what we all knew what it was.
Today's just not your day so far.
You didn't need to lay. Just lay under a table and take a nappy.
Yeah, nap until 8:15.
Little boy.
You've started to really enjoy spending money on boring home improvement projects like putting a new fence in or new flooring. This year alone, we put a new carpet, a new driveway, and one other thing, too.
The new
bathroom thing. That's right. It's so true. You've accepted the fact that you'll never fit into your old clothes again. I haven't quite gotten there yet. They're still hanging in the closet, like someday.
Your like cut off jean shorts and your bike shorts?
Yes.
Those old clothes?
You still have those?
What percentage of all of our closets do you have stuff that you don't wear and you are 99% sure you're never going to wear again, but you won't get rid of it? I bet 30% of my closet is that, where it just hangs there and I haven't worn it in 2 years and I'll wear it at some... No, you're not going to wear it.
Yeah.
You haven't worn it in 2 to 5 years. It's not coming into the rotation again.
It might be more
just get rid of it.
Because
really?
when we moved 4 years ago, I went from barely no closet, barely any closet, to a large closet. And it just, I don't know what to do with it, so I just hang crap in there and leave it.
Yeah.
I got some stuff I can bring over if that's okay. You suddenly like going to home improvement stores like Home Depot and Lowe's. I've always loved that.
I love those stores, but I hate going in there mentally just because I know I have so little idea what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
they're great stores. Yeah. I have no problem with the stores individually. It's my flaws in how little I know about man stuff. That's why I just call Hot Ass Randy or go to drillitpounditscrewit.com and say, can you fix this? Yeah. Can you fix that?
So what does he do? Yeah.
He's like an all-around handyman. Anything you need something drilled, he'll drill it.
Is that right?
You want something pounded, he will pound it.
No kidding.
Oh wow.
You want something screwed, he'll screw anything.
Has he helped with the birthday party?
Oh, I got to see these pictures, by the way.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, they are pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
You should post them. Did you ever tweet them?
I posted the Demigorgon pictures on the Power Trip account.
I added that to the name of the podcast.
That was a Power Trip after party podcast reference, but I posted him on Twitter.
That was unbelievably well done.
Yeah. Took her like 20 hours.
So there you go. I'm old.
Sell that thing.
I'm 47. It's official. It's over for me. I turned 48 on Christmas Day. From there, it's all downhill.
Does that mean like midlife crisis kind of thing?
I think I already had that. Yeah. Remember when I bought a Jaguar earlier this year?
Yeah, I do.
I already had mine too. Yeah. You talked me into buying my. My midlife crisis car when I was 27.
Which means we're almost done with you.
Yeah. I'm almost there.
Yay!
I had a friend, Christine. My friend Christine called that car the panty dropper.
Yep. And?
How'd it work?
Christine's a liar. She misled me.
She did.
What a liar. Car was fun.
That's so cool.
Makes no sense with two people, though. If you have kids, it's just the stupidest car of all time.
Oh, I know.
And
it's a good-looking car.
And also, those kind of cars, forget if you have kids, you can't go to Target in those cars.
Oh, no.
Right? You can fit about 2 bags of stuff. I actually made that mistake multiple times. I'd go to the grocery store, and I'd get back to the car and go, oh, crap, I forgot. Where am I going to put all this stuff? And then it would pile to the ceiling, sitting shotgun. It was so stupid.
Yep.
What a horrible financial decision, but it was so much fun for about 4 years, and then I got rid of it.
Yeah, it was a cool car.
It was cool.
It was a super cool car.
When we come back, we'll do wild news really quickly, and then we'll get to the Fantasy Charge Challenge. John Creaser will check in from Austin, Texas, I believe. And then we'll talk to Charge right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, it's Chris Hockey. If you could be guaranteed that you'd sell your house in 2 days, would you do it? I mean, did you find a house you really want to move into, or maybe a city that you've been thinking about, dreaming of moving into, and you saw some new houses, you love it, or you're ready to buy that lake home, that dream home? Regardless, I don't need to know your reasons. I need to tell you there's a guaranteed offer program right now from Chris Lindahl Real Estate. That's Chris with a K, chrislindahl.com, okay? And 763-401-SOLD. That's 763-401-SOLD for Chris Lindahl and Chris Lindahl Real Estate. The guaranteed offer program works like this. If you qualify, you'll get a good offer on your home within 48 hours, which means you could be closing on your home within 3 weeks. Let me say it again. 48 hours, you've got an offer, one that you can accept, that you like, and you can do that without any showings, without getting down and cleaning up the house and all that. Listen, what I'm telling you is 48 hours, you got an offer on your home, a competitive offer on your home, you can be closing within 3 weeks. You've got to qualify. So start right now, won't you? ChrisLindahl.com. That's Chris with a K, or 763-401-SOLD. 763-401-SOLD, or ChrisLindahl.com for the guaranteed offer program from Chris Lindahl Real Estate.
Hold in for a bit.
Well, we got a lot to do this segment, so let's get her started right away with Wild News.
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Captain Morgan. We'll make this quick, but the Wild are at Dallas tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on The Fan. The Wild are 2-2-2. The Dallas Stars are 3-3. Both teams have been off for a handful of nights, so hopefully they're rested and they're ready to go. That's tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on The Fan. And that's Wild News, brought to you by our friends at Captain Morgan.
Sweet.
There's not a lot of other news,
no,
right?
No, it's okay. Yeah.
Not a lot,
okay.
Of, we got a lot of breaking stuff. Wild news, basically. They play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to them.
Yeah, good.
Every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show, we do the Fantasy Charts Challenge. And this is a segment we normally do, What Really Matters. And that segment is normally brought to you by Big O Tires. Thanks, Big O Tires. Yeah. But on Fridays, it's not What Really Matters, presented by Big O Tires. It's just the Fantasy Charts Challenge. And we welcome in from LeagueSafe.com, Fanball.com, whatever website he's pimping now, Paul Charchian.
Well, it's not that transient. I mean, you know, we change websites once in 12 years.
Fair.
So, you know,
fair.
Yeah.
Hey, Charge.
Hi.
I tried Fanball for the first time. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoyed it very much. In a 5,600 person game, mm-hmm. I got 3,900th.
Well,
I'm not good.
Yeah, but was it fun?
It was fun.
That's the thing.
And I kept thinking I was doing really well because I had a couple of players that were doing great, but
yeah.
Other people had them and other ones who were good too.
Hey, gotta hit home runs.
George, yeah. how is the guillotine league idea taking off?
God, it's so awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. The concept, for people who don't know, is we started the season with 17 teams, and at the end of every week, the low-scoring team gets chopped out of the league, and all their players hit the waiver wire so everybody else can go get them. And so it's been so much fun bidding on these high-value, big-name players that get dropped every week. And it's been a blast, and my team is in deep, deep trouble this week. I've got bye week problems. I've got injury problems. I'm in deep trouble. I'm on the chopping block. My neck is down. I'm waiting for it to be my turn to get chopped. I got to start guys like Marquise. My starting receivers are Marquise Goodwin and Keke Cutie this week.
Who?
Keke Cutie?
Who the hell's that second dude?
I love her movies.
Yeah, right. That's not good. And you'd think, well, if my receivers are that bad, then my running backs must be great. Well, no, not because of the bye. I'll be starting Peyton Barber and Corey Clement.
Yeah. You're making up names.
It's going to be me this week.
Well,
at least the other teams won't get any good players.
Well, no, they'll get my good players off
the barrel off bye.
On bye. That's the problem.
Well, you know what? I gave myself way too much credit, guys. In the $30,000 Take Me to Charge Challenge, I got 4,080 first.
Out of
5,900? There were 1,000 people worse than you.
That's true.
All right.
You beat 1,000 people.
I'm getting better at this.
Good for you.
The auction game is even more fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that this week.
It lasts 5 minutes long. It's frantic 5-minute bidding.
That's what Tenneby was talking about. Okay, got it. Yeah. Yep, right.
It's
right.
Bonkers.
Okay, I'll do that one. That'll be fun.
It is fun.
You know what else is fun? Wherever he's at. The great John Creasel.
Yeah, John Creasel, I believe, is in Austin, Texas. Hi, John.
What's going on, fellas?
How's Austin?
Awesome so far. Had an awesome dinner last night, and going to share my story with the Texas Medical Liability Trust today.
Wow.
The what and the who?
They insure doctors from lawsuits and stuff.
Wow. No
interesting.
Kidding.
Okay.
Yep. Interesting.
Yeah, very good.
I thought maybe you just decided you were going to get to South by Southwest 6 months early. Just hang out, camp out, be first.
Yeah, I want to come back here for sure. So if I do well today, I think I get to come back in February to speak again. So no pressure.
Perfect.
Good for beauty. You. Get her done.
All right, let's fast forward to the Fantasy Charge Challenge. But before we do that, Charge, where is the Friday football feast today?
Elk River. This is a good one to get to early because of the setup of that particular store is super old school, where like the bar is so totally separated from the dining room. We're in the dining room. If you really just want to go and pound drinks, then you go hit the bar side and get there early so there's room. If you really don't want to be around those drunks, then you want to be on the dining room side. So kind of important that you get there earlier to Elk River so you can be on the right spot, the right side before it fills up.
So that's the Elk River Buffalo Wild Wings. And again, the Fantasy Charge Challenge, we're through 6 weeks of 15. We're only doing 15 because there's five of us this year, so we wanted to make it fair and have everybody pick first the exact same amount of times. I believe 3 weeks ago, when we were about 3 weeks in, I think Sauce was convinced it was already over.
Yeah.
And I tried to tell him, there's a lot left. We're only 40% of the way through this thing. Yeah. And it's basically anybody's game. So, AJ, even though you are way out in front, you have a good lead, you're basically where I was 3 weeks ago. And look at how that's working out for me. Right? A couple weeks later, I'm fourth out of the five of us.
Yeah.
AJ has 130. Hawk has 107. Sauce with a big week with Melvin Gordon is up to third with 102. I have 100. John Creasel would be on the bus by himself back from Las Vegas for 37 hours because he is in fifth with 95. All of us are ahead of the Ghost, who has 80. This week it goes Chris Hockey, myself, then AJ, then Creasel, then Sauce. The remaining leftover player is the Ghost. Charge, who are the six options this week?
We are going with my numbers 1 through 6 wide receivers this week. So these are elite-level wide receivers. Nobody will be able to say I couldn't get a good receiver.
Okay.
Beginning with Tyreek Hill, who scored 3 times last week, and he hosts Cincinnati. Cincinnati has struggled against opposing receivers, allowing 184 yards and 14 catches per game, sixth most in both categories. Slot receivers, in particular, have feasted against the Bengals over the last 3 weeks, with Juju Smith-Schuster and Mohamed Sanu both eclipsing 100 yards.
Hmm.
Next, Odell Beckham, averaging 12 targets per game, going up against Atlanta in Atlanta. The Falcons' secondary is at replacement level due to injuries and has allowed the most touchdowns to wide receivers. They rank 25th in yards allowed to receivers, 27th in receptions allowed to wide receivers. Next, Brandon Cooks at San Francisco. He's the receiver for the Rams. Los Angeles passes at the 7th highest rate, and no other team targets their wide receivers more than the Rams do. Cooks averages 101 yards per game and will primarily face cornerback Jimmy Ward, who's got a hamstring injury and just got roasted by Devontae Adams.
Boom, roasted.
Next, Stephon Diggs. Even with Thielen on a historic pace, Diggs still ranks top 10 in targets and receptions and especially yards after the catch, and the Jets' defense, shorthanded. Expect to be missing starting safety Marcus May and very possibly their best cornerback, Trumaine Johnson. Next, A.J. Green as he travels to Kansas City. Chiefs are allowing nearly 15 receptions per game. That's fourth most. Green's tied for second with 0.8 touchdowns per game. Thanks largely to Cincinnati allowing Andy Dalton to fire over 38 passes a game, 7 more than he was throwing last year. And our final contestant is Adam Thielen. As you may have heard, Adam Thielen is now 6 straight games with 100 receiving yards. And, by the way, he faces the Jets. I think that goes without saying.
No.
Even at full strength, the Jets slot starting cornerback, Buster Skrin, it would have been significantly outmatched, but he's hurt and he may not play either. So he could get back, he could get backup grade cornerback and rookie Perry Nicholson.
Yeah.
Big Perry Nicholson fan. Got all his albums.
He's on your fantasy team.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So Tyreek Hill, Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Cooks, Stephon Diggs, AJ Green, Adam Thielen. Again, the order this week: Hockey, me, AJ, Creasel, Sauce, remaining players, the Ghost. Chris Hockey selects first.
I feel very fortunate to pick first this week. I don't think it's close. Tyreek Hill.
All right. That's so weird. That's exactly who I was going to take. I was so convinced you were taking one of the Vikings.
No, man.
I was too.
No, I'm good at this football stuff.
Because yep. we knew that you knew
the Vikings.
Well, you know, if the whole point of this is you don't want to go bust, right? You just don't want to have a 1 or 2 point week. And outside of injury, probably these guys aren't going to do that. But for God's sakes, the guy's had 6 straight weeks over 100 yards. Even if Thielen doesn't score a touchdown, he's going to get a million targets and hopefully 60, 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 yards. So I'll take Thielen against the Jets. AJ.
Thielen.
I'm going to go the same sort of logic there. A guy who is always targeted a ton, has had a good season as far as touchdowns go, and he's going to be in a shootout again against Kansas City. I'm going to go AJ Green.
AJ picks AJ. Creasel.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr. Sauce, you got either Brandon Cooks or Stephon Diggs, the remaining players, the Ghost. Who do you want?
I'll take Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks. So the Ghost gets Diggs. Charge, how'd you have it?
Well, you guys did pretty well. You left the Ghost to my lowest-ranked player, Stephon Diggs.
Good.
Although, if the cornerback Trumaine Johnson doesn't go, Diggs could be the could easily have the best game here. I had it A.J. Green, Adam Thielen, Tyreek Hill, Odell Beckham, Brandon Cooks. So I think you guys were right in that ballpark. Nicely done.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not bad.
Feel pretty good about it.
Chris, how do you feel about your pick?
I feel pretty good. Okay. I mean, and if I have to ride the bus, who cares?
Yeah,
good attitude. Why? Because you've been through worse, brother.
That's right.
No, there's a lot of weeks left. You're fine.
Yeah. Chris, we are 1 week away from Red Dead 2.
Yes.
I believe it will be the best-selling game launch history of the world ever.
Wow.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it's such a crazy world that we live in. Call of Duty last week did, what, over $500 million in sales?
Yeah. Crush.
And people were disappointed.
Wow.
They're like, that's it?
Isn't that ridiculous? And think about that in movie terms,
yes,
right? A movie has an opening week of $500 million. That's all anybody be talking about.
Well, what's the biggest ever? Two something?
Also
biggest
might
opening
be Call
week?
It might also be Call of Duty, by the way, for that. I'm not sure what the highest is. But
I'm saying for movies.
Oh, for movies?
Biggest movie opening is what, 200 and something?
Yeah, yes.
One of the Star Wars movies or something, who knows? But right. Avengers, maybe, I don't know what did it, but something like that, 220, 230, yeah. I don't know what it is. Call of Duty, what, Black Ops 4? Is that what
Black
we're
Black Ops 4.
You know, does $500 million.
These high profile launches, game launches, are the highest revenue days in all of entertainment in the world are these video game launches.
Well, and you're thinking Red Dead next week is the biggest ever.
The records.
So we're talking maybe closer to $1 billion?
A billion dollars. It could be a billion dollar day for Red Dead.
I will be spending my $60 next Friday.
Other people are going to be spending their vacation out days after this, just playing. And I don't blame them.
It's perfect for Minnesotans. We have nothing to do for about 6 months.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're in one of those companies where you have a use it or lose it policy on their vacation, you know, and here you are near the end of the year, you don't plan on getting sick, this might be the time.
Right. Your kids will raise themselves. They have iPads.
Hey, well, yeah, right.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Charge B-dubs, Elk River, 9 to noon, the Friday football feast. Have fun, man.
Thanks.
Bye-bye,
everybody.
See you, Chris.
See you, guys.
See you next week, right? You're back next week?
I'm back next week, and those listeners in Alexandria come out on Tuesday to Copper Trail Brewing. It's my next Books and Brewery event from 5 to 8 on Tuesday. Let's have a few beers.
All right, dude. You got it. See you, man.
Love you, guys.
Love you, brother. See ya. There he goes.
Everybody's pimping something. Everybody's got to have a book signing or a concert or a fanball.org.gov.
Yeah. Hey, have you heard my new podcast?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
We launched the Fan Dads podcast. You're all invited. You're all dads of some sort. We're going to open forum with all the people who have kids or underlings that they watch over. So
beauty.
It was pretty fun yesterday. It was Nordo, me, and JG, and we launched it. It's on KFAN.com. You can subscribe to it all over the world.
I have underlings.
Fan dads. That's a thing. All right.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
that's a thing now. No Mark Parrish today, but Carly Zucker will be joining us in about 30 minutes. She's playing initials today. That'll be nice. And then at some point, Tyler George is going to join as well.
That's right.
This is the Power Trip Morning Show. Fan 5 is next. It's right after this. The Fan.
So good. I feel bad every time I play it, though, because Godzilla's just getting comfortable on the porch and just lit a cigarette. And here comes Mothra.
I'm picturing Mothra walking up a long dirt road. So this whole verse, when Godzilla's rocking on his porch,
yeah,
smoking the heater,
yeah,
he sees Mothra coming from a mile away.
Yeah, yeah.
But doesn't realize that he actually has to technically get up and kick some ass until the end of the chorus.
Man, that's so good.
Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah. Well, good morning, ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, Shreds.
Yeah, Shreds. That's a shredder. John DeFilippo likes his running back, Latavius Murray.
I have a unique perspective on that because I was in Oakland when we drafted Latavius. He was obviously a really good player in college and then, you know, had the foot injury and pretty much redshirted his rookie year. And, you know, the first sign that Latavius was going to be a really good pro was even though he wasn't playing, he treated every day like he was a starter. And even in Oakland, back as a rookie. So you could tell guys that usually have that mindset as a rookie have a tendency to find a niche in this league and carve a way out for themselves. And then obviously here, you know, much more mature player just because he's older and played a lot of football. And he ran hard last week, and, you know, we're thrilled he's here.
Well, he might have to again because Dalvin Cook did not practice yesterday after a couple days of practicing. So who knows what they're doing with Dalvin. Weird.
Flip sounded like Stallone at the beginning of that.
He did?
Yeah, played just the beginning of it real quick.
I have a unique perspective on that.
Well, there you go. Now you don't have to have your Rambo marathon.
No, we're still going to do that,
yeah,
right?
We're just not going to do it today. Yeah, because I screwed up as usual. I have two things.
You did not.
No, it's okay. I have two things from the live section real quick.
By the way.
I know. I expected. When I volunteered to take us to the bar, I was just going to hand him my card and say whatever he wants. Live section of USA Today. Headline. There's a little gray area here, so you guys tell me what you think. Making a Murderer Part 2 is a letdown.
Ooh.
That's the headline.
Oh boy.
A little gray area there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently they don't like it.
Okay.
That's too bad.
That person's opinion, man.
Yeah, yeah. But here's something that I'm intrigued by. Willem Dafoe, not William, by the way, Willem Dafoe. He's 63 years old. He stars as Van Gogh, apparently, in a new thing coming to CBS Films, which is pretty cool. I mean, I can see him being a good Van Gogh. The weird thing is, as I said, Defoe is 63 years old. Van Gogh died at 37.
What?
Did you know that?
No,
but
how's
that
gonna work?
I don't know. Mm. Maybe Van Gogh, like, you know, wrote hard, put away wet, just looked terrible.
Is CBS Films a channel?
I think it's a film company now.
Oh, okay.
But that's a good question these days because there's so many channels.
I can't keep it straight. I know. Yeah.
Like every time I see a show, I'm like, oh man, that looks really good, but I'll never find it.
Well, you're right. something is debuting on the AT&T network, and you're going, they have a channel now?
What?
Do I have that?
Right. Like if you would have said Willem Dafoe stars as Vincent Van Gogh, find it on Arby's network, I'd say, I don't know where that is, but I'm going to get some mozzarella sticks and watch that ugly son of a bitch do some acting.
The best one was we were watching, Mac likes to watch Top Chef Junior, where the kids do the cooking competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there were commercials for American Ninja Warrior Junior, and it was on Universal Kids. I was like, do we have that channel? And we were watching that channel. That's what channel Top Chef Junior was on.
No kidding.
And I had no idea that that's what the channel was.
Funny.
It just was there.
Yeah. Too many choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids are 98% streamers. So they don't even really care where it's coming from because it's just two clicks away from it for them. They don't have to, they're not flipping through channels. They're just flipping through Netflix options.
Okay,
Hulu or Prime.
I'll agree with that, but I will say 90% streamers plus DVR, where it's on demand. I mean, he has it at his fingertips.
Man, commercials are such an inconvenience.
Yeah, except for radio commercials.
The kids love them, though, because they're toys and fun. Remember when commercials were fun?
Yeah, when you were a kid. Sure.
Man, yeah.
You remember the Crossfire commercial?
Of course.
Yeah. You'll get caught up in the Crossfire?
Of course.
Yeah.
Crossfire!
Man. Was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know, maybe mine's the only one. My dog loves the commercials. My dog.
What?
My dog will run in the room when commercials come on.
Is your dog on drugs?
I'm telling you the truth.
Like dog food commercials?
Any commercials.
How could she tell?
She just hears the difference. Like, there's always music usually, you know?
The frequency?
Yeah, I don't know, but I swear to you, you got to see.
Maybe
this the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And the volume does change.
Because it goes up.
Oh, yeah. For sure it does.
Yeah, but she runs in the room and sits there and looks at the TV, and when the commercials are over, she'll go back to whatever she was doing.
She's an advertiser's dream.
She is.
Yeah.
I'm going to get her,
Does she need a reverse mortgage?
Yeah. Does she know about Green Mill?
Yeah.
Does she need chewable Viagra?
Is she? No.
I don't trust her with pills.
Yeah. I do.
She'll overdose.
That's sad. Rosie.
How dare you? Mm. All right. Should we do sports stuff? I got what really matters, if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do what really matters. Because I got a lot of stories, but nope. I don't care about most of these.
Yeah, right.
Last night, the Broncos won 45-10 over the Cardinals. The Cardinals are just got awful. They're 1-6. They're awful. Josh Rosen is atrocious. 21 of 39, 194, and a touchdown. So he threw one touchdown to his own team. That was to Larry Fitzgerald. Two touchdowns to the Broncos in the first quarter alone.
Hmm.
Saw the stat online last night. I'm not going to double check it, but I'm pretty sure it's true. First rookie quarterback ever to throw two pick sixes in the first quarter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's...
Congrats.
Yeah, I mean, not good, but, you know.
What really matters is
this. Keep trying, kiddo.
He's terrible.
Man, does he look bad.
I love how arrogant he was, too.
Yeah, when he leapt over...
Well, no, but he basically said right at the draft they made, 13 mistakes?
Nine mistakes.
And then they basically said, but, dude, there were a bunch of players that aren't even quarterbacks. Okay, two or three.
Okay.
And now he's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What really matters is this.
Cardi B, she got a lot to say. And today, she's got a message to support all you ladies with furry upper lips.
Whoa.
Too soon.
Too soon.
I meant to say something else, but that came out.
She posted an Instagram video saying, you know, as I get older and I wax more, I notice that my mustache is getting thicker. But it's cool, though, because B-words with good mustaches got good... Right. It can be the best... hit that again.
Oh, my God. Careful.
In the world. I'm still going to be... No, never mind. It's not true.
You don't want to look up and see Tom Selleck. Even if it is Cardi B.
Or Sam Elliott.
That's a real hard pass. No pun intended. Yeah. No, thank you.
Remember what you told me you watched last night, Sauce?
Yeah.
See how I brought that up on the air?
Yeah, but you can't say what I brought up.
Yeah. And the difference between when you do it and when I do it is I'm actually telling the truth. You really did tell me.
Yeah, I don't care. I wasn't watching cartoon porn like you do.
Hey, speaking of mustaches, I thought I had a billion-dollar idea yesterday and was going to be rich.
This ought to be
and then my neighbor told me that they already exist.
Oh, no.
My neighbor, Scooter and Fellatio have a three-month-old named Charlotte. She's adorable. Never makes a sound. Greatest kid ever.
I think I know what you're going to say.
And we couldn't find her pacifier for a second, and there was a mustache, I think it was a Mr. Potato Head mustache that Harper had left on the floor, and I jokingly picked it up, and I go, oh, just here, put this on. And I said, light bulb. I'm like, wait a minute, why don't they make pacifiers that can basically just be, you know, mustaches for the rest of us? So the kid uses the pacifier, the rest of us can laugh that basically Super Mario is sucking on a pacifier. And Fellatio was like, they already have those.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, God dang it! It's like why are all the good ideas stolen?
It's a transparent nook, so you can't really see it.
But then it looks, the kid looks like he's rocking a mustache. I thought I had a billion-dollar idea. She said they already exist.
I knew that
God
existed,
dang it.
And I don't have kids.
Yeah, I've never seen them, though. And I just went through the kid process. I went through the pacifier thing a couple years ago, of course. Never saw those.
Oh, pacifiers were sweet.
I was ready to file trademarks, patents, the whole bit. I was going all in on the mustache pacifier.
Call Hogsley to buy a few, even though he has no use for them.
Right. Now it sounds like I just have to call Cardi B. Say, come on over. Show me your mustache. Jesus. Yeah. What's wrong with her?
I don't know. I think she just talks.
Her music is god-awful.
You think?
Awful.
Oh, it's hideous.
Unlistenable.
People love it, though.
It's awful.
Oh, it's awful.
The Vikings are at the Jets Sunday at noon. Right here on The Fan, the Vikings are approximately 3-point favorites.
Ooh.
Which way do you go? Vikes cover.
Yeah,
for sure.
They win by more than three.
They win by six.
The Jets are super bipolar, though, right? They're either going to put up 40 or four.
And they do it in weird ways, too. It's not, I don't think it's a sustainable way. Sometimes it's like some last weekend, it was the defense. And they scored like 7 field goals, I think you said.
I don't remember.
It was something like 7 field goals and a defensive touchdown. And that's how they got 42 points.
Mm.
So it's kind of misleading, but it all counts.
Well, that was even, you know, Lieber yesterday was big. Darnold's just not that good.
Yeah.
Even some of his numbers are misleading. He's just not a big fan of Darnold, period. But he wasn't a big fan of Darnold coming into the draft, right? That he didn't see it. He didn't quite understand why Darnold was the guy. That's why he was a big Baker Mayfield guy. And so far, Ben looks like he's right.
Sure.
Baker is way more dynamic.
With the Jets, it's typically if they get a deep touchdown pass, that's a key to their offense. And if they don't do it, it just crumbles and they don't get anything.
So we'll see. What really matters, though, is this.
Great point. We've done this before, but it's been years, and you've probably forgotten. There's a name for the apron of fat that hangs down from the bottom of a person's stomach.
Oh, God.
It's called a panus.
How do you spell that?
P-A-N-N-U-S.
Hmm. Oh. Well, then I can say I have a huge panus. Thank God my day was just made. How are you? Great, I got a huge penis. That's not huge, damn it.
Wait, your day was just made that you have a huge apron of fat that hangs off?
No, but that it's called a penis, and you can do the, is it the double entendre?
Mm-hmm.
The daily double?
God.
You went to college.
I know. I think about that a lot.
I didn't.
Yeah. My therapist tells me to be proud of it.
Mine told me to stop showing up.
Yeah, we have the same one. I paid her a lot of money to try to get that into your head.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Genius.
I got more What Really Matters.
Oh, I got so much.
Scores if you have more What Really Matters facts after this.
I have more nonsense to say.
I totally believe that.
This is a song by a band called The Glorious Sons. It is the number 8 hard rock song in the country. It's called SOS. Never heard it.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
You said hard rock?
Yeah.
I
think we defined hard rock differently.
Yeah, sounds like it could be on Cities 97.
This sounds like Cities 97.
Yeah.
No, that's not who's playing it.
This sounds like it could be
one.
Judah and the Lion.
97.1.
All right.
I like it.
Power trip back after this on The Fan.
That'll be crazy than these pills. You're listening to The Fan.
The number one rock and roll song in the country this week is brand new from Disturbed. It's called Are You Ready?
Oh, this is the lame version. This isn't the real version.
Oh, is that right? There's a
different
version?
This is awful.
The
other one's a standard Disturbed rocker.
Oh,
I don't know
kidding.
What this is.
Well, I wonder why it's in the system under Are You Ready by Disturbed.
I know your computer right there is from 1972.
Yeah.
Before Gates and Paul Allen got a hold of the computer industry.
Sure.
No, Paul Allen has definitely gotten a hold of that.
Do a YouTube search for Are You Ready, and you'll see that it rocks way harder than whatever this garbage is.
Is it clean?
Is it clean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's so weird. I wonder why this is what we have in the system.
Don't know.
I blame your dad.
Daddy has nothing to do with it.
Daddy?
Yeah. The other one is 100% disturbed the second it starts.
What is this?
It's disturbed with some kind of
like jazz?
Weird beat in the back. Yeah, I don't know.
And it's not even labeled a remix in the system. My apologies to all of you. All right, here's the official music video. There's a Ryan Phillips commercial. No, not Ryan Phillips. What's his name? Ryan Phillippe? No.
What?
Yeah,
who's Dead Zone? Not Dead Zone. Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Dead Zone?
I'm Ryan Phillips into Ryan Phillippe into Ryan Reynolds. We got there.
This is the video.
Oh, yeah.
Way better.
Yeah, this is more like it. I'm glad because I bought the record this morning.
Put out the
Are you good?
Well, yeah, of course.
What do you care? Yeah, this
like I said, slightly better and slightly more
so much
disturbed.
Better.
Why is this other song even in the system?
This band is a very AC/DC-like formula. It's kind of the same thing every song, but it wails.
It wails. And it doesn't sound like any other band.
Right, like you know Nickelback. The second they start that it's disturbed.
Nickelback did the same song over and over again, which is cool. I'm fine with that. But then every other band sounded like them. I think Dave Draymond's voice is so different.
It is.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's so good, yeah.
Well, this is so much. Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome.
Because I hit play and I'm like, well, I hope the rest of the record doesn't sound like this.
And you bought this without listening to it.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's what I do, man. People deserve to have their music bought.
That's
if you like
nice
a band,
you.
Then you buy it.
Hey, I forget who on Twitter reminded me of a banger, but
oh yeah, it was
somebody out of nowhere, some Twitter follower out of nowhere a couple days ago just threw a random song at me that I hadn't heard in 15, 20 years, and just basically said, "Hey, you guys should play this banger." Because it rocks. And I said, man, I haven't listened to the song in a long, long time. I'm going to pull it up. And we'll see if you guys agree.
Wait a minute, pull it up.
Oh, remember this jam? Remember this jam?
Yeah.
It rings a bell.
I've forgotten about this song. It shreds.
No?
Is this like, what's the name of that band, dude?
Nine Inch
Ministry.
Nails.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's it, yeah. Sounds like it could be Ministry, too.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this from something?
It's called Wish. The chorus is incredible. I love Trent Reznor.
Yeah, he wails. Whoa.
That wasn't even a very good edit at all.
Not great.
they meat sauced that edit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So shout out to the Twitter group that reminded me that song exists, because I'd forgotten.
Let me show you guys one other thing, since we're going all over the place.
Yeah, show it.
There's a video going viral right now of a mom whose son took her brand new BMW for a joyride. Mm. And they chase him down, and she gets out of the car, runs up to the BMW, and starts beating him with a belt. It's pretty funny. It doesn't sound like it, but it is. But the reason I'm playing the audio will become obvious in 1 second. Okay, check this out.
Well, he's in so much.
So she's on the phone. They're looking for him. His sister's driving the car with mom in it.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry.
She's talking, looking for him, calling people. It's a brand new BMW, and sister spots him.
Call ended. Pull over now!
Oh, God, I forgot.
No, here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. No, hold on. Don't get me wrong. The siren is very effective, but if a cop pulled up behind me,
pull over now!
I'd be in the ditch.
Is that the cop or the mom?
No, it's the mom. But my point is, that's better than a siren.
Yeah, that.
Pull over now!
An angry mom is way worse than
yes,
the police.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, whatever you need.
By the way, I just pooped.
No!
And then he got whooped. He sure did.
It's like Angie. If I forget my red card when we're going to Target.
No!
Yeah.
That's I can't think of anything too mean.
Cool, then I'm glad you started the sentence.
Isn't there a delicious biscuit treat called a pullover?
What?
Popover. Those are so good.
Can I get some warm pullovers with some jam, please?
Pullover now!
That's Hockey's crank when he's horny.
Man, that's aggressive. You were aggressive.
You want to get real mad? I showed AJ this too. The other video that's going around this morning is the couple of jackasses that just shoot
an elephant. Yeah, I know.
It's unwatchable.
I know. I why would you do that?
Because they're idiots.
Who does that to a beautiful elephant?
Right, just a big group of elephants walking around, and they just pick one out of nowhere and just put it down.
And I don't care if it's legal. I can't imagine the idea that seems like something you want to do.
No, I just don't get it.
Yeah. Why is that fun?
Right, I don't know. And I know that I don't understand things, and people don't understand me, but why is it good to kill such a beautiful, majestic animal for no reason?
They're not eating elephant meat there. They just want to kill it. Yeah. Why?
Just to say they did.
And then, of course, the other elephants start charging at them, and they're like, "Ah, get out of here! Let's go!" It's like, no, well, you have guns in your chicken bleep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're scared bleepless.
Well said, Carr.
And some of us are cheering for the elephants.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah we all are.
Run those bastards over and kill them.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
I know. Drives me cray-cray.
Yeah.
And it's an elephant.
Thanks, I killed an elephant. Look, I've shot a gun in my life, I think, 3 times.
I have once.
And it was the same afternoon at Camp Ripley. The way these jackasses are standing, I could shoot that elephant.
Yeah.
Right? That's not...
Elephants are gigantic.
Right. There was zero skill to what these idiots did.
And they weren't getting charged by a lion. The lion's not going to do anything. You know, I mean, the elephant isn't going to eat you. The elephant's going to keep walking with its babies.
Which is what it was doing.
Which is hard to watch.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Man.
Hey, parents over there, and those of you who have people you have to keep an eye on or whatever.
Hi, Carly.
AJ said earlier, which was funny to
me. Underlings.
Underlings. Hey, hi, Carly. How angry would you be if your child was involved in this story?
A school superintendent in Nebraska is now apologizing to parents after a school chef added an exotic meat to the chili he was serving up for lunch.
Yeah, listen to this. He added kangaroo meat. So the district leader did not hesitate to alert parents about the unusual addition. He says the head cook added kangaroo because it was, quote, a very lean meat. Well, the superintendent apologized and said it will never happen again and that there was no threat to the children because kangaroo meat apparently does meet USDA standards. Either way, parents, they're just not happy about that one.
I'm on the chef's side. I'm sorry. I mean, and plus, a different palate. You know, let them introduce them to something different.
A little kangaroo meat there.
I've had kangaroo meat, actually.
Oh, great for you.
No, but I don't know. I mean, it would have been different if it was venison. Like, that's a kind of what I thought it was going to be. Something a little more common here. Kangaroo meat is very lean. It tastes like teriyaki steak. It's fine.
Yeah. You would be upset if they
I don't think so at this point. I mean, it could change, but
well, the update on the story now is that they did fire the chef because some of the kids the meat wasn't bad. It's just their bellies couldn't handle a brand new meat apparently. So some of them got sick.
So and was it a large quantity or was it just like mixed in with
I don't know.
The beef, if you will.
Well, how about the story a couple days ago in California about the kid baking some cookies with
grandma's
ashes into the cookies and then gave them to fellow students?
Why?
That's hideous.
That's terrible.
What was the...
I don't remember why. I don't even know if I even read why. I was too disgusted to finish the story.
I didn't read the rest of it either because that's gross.
Yeah.
Plus, if it were my grandma's ashes, you'd get drunk.
The ashes weren't toxic. No one became sick as a result of eating the ashes, blah, 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 blah. At least 9 of the girls' peers were given the cookie, so at least 9 girls ate ashes. Not all of them knew what they were getting into. It sounds like a couple of them tried it knowing that there were ashes.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you tell them?
My gosh. Yeah. Hi, weird. Carly. On that note.
Yeah, what a weird segment.
I mean, gross.
Oh, yeah,
all of it. Thanks, guys. I would be so mad if somebody fed Sophia kangaroo meat.
Yeah, I think I would be too.
Yeah, because again, I don't have any idea where this is coming from, and I think it would be too much for her stomach. Yeah, and plus she loves animals. She doesn't even like eating chicken.
Right.
Like, don't give her kangaroo
That's
meat.
That's why her and I don't get along very well.
She probably wouldn't eat the chili then, right?
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't have had it. Yeah.
It is
she wouldn't eat chili anymore.
You know, it's so weird, right?
Chili's
if cool. you think about it.
Oh, my God, you should eat my chili. My chili's so good.
Chili's so good.
Is your chili hot?
But yeah, my chili is hot.
Okay.
You guys are the worst.
Oh, I'm the worst.
Yeah, you guys are the worst.
What are you talking about? What?
Yeah, you know, is this Urban Dictionary or something?
No. Yes, it is. It's Urban Dictionary.
So now that we're in front of people
the
we don't
name?
Know, all of a sudden we're proper.
I'm trying to be positive. Would you please be positive?
We should hear the things you were saying at the hockey game.
Tim Brewster.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
I like sitting next to you at a hockey game.
Thanks.
We're just really positive about everything.
I was, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tell you to stop cheering.
Yeah, because I was out of control. Signs, face painted.
Hmm. Like David Putty from Seinfeld.
Got multiple tattoos now, I see.
Oh, yeah, of the wild. Yeah.
Oh, good.
All the numbers.
She's wearing camouflage today.
Yeah.
Hey, Hawk, show Carly your hat quickly. Your thoughts on Hockey's hat.
I love that hat. What's wrong with that hat?
Something you would wear?
Well, no, but I have taste. No, just kidding. I'm teasing.
Yikes.
I like that because it looks worn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about the color?
Isn't it purple?
It's like a faded bluish
purple. Is there
purple.
Something wrong with the glass between us? This is definitely a blue hat.
It's and
this is definitely a black jacket.
No. Let me see the hat again.
It's the lighting.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's purple.
It does look purple from here.
Yeah.
And it's a Vikings hat.
Why would it be? Yeah, why would it be blue if it's a Vikings hat?
Because it's a lady's hat.
It's a lady's hat. And I don't care if
lavender
it is, first
might
of all,
be the best way to say it.
So why would you make a blue Vikings
it's
hat?
Lavender,
that's bizarre.
It's a lady's hat.
Because it looks nice on ladies.
I'll tell you why. You guys are going to feel like fools because it's for a charity.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, breast cancer awareness.
I still feel the same, but what?
It's not for charity. I was just trying to make you guys feel bad.
I feel good.
I couldn't think of which one I was
for. No, I couldn't think of one either. I was going to go with that. But no, I bought it because it matches my eyes.
You have lavender eyes?
I do.
And, your eyes are purple?
Yep. And I get sick of wearing black hats every day. And I get made fun of every time I wear the Elmer Fudd hat that I love so much.
What?
You don't have Elmer Fudd hat?
Yeah, the red and black one. Checker
the checkered,
Mormon.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Paul
I
Bingham
well,
hat.
I didn't say I didn't like I love it. And you look great in it.
Queer eye for the straight guy in here. I don't know what to do with myself. I walk in here, I'm judged. Every day.
Why is everybody pointing at me?
I'm 47 years old. Of course I don't know how to dress. I'm lucky I have underwear on.
Prove it. You probably dress the best out of all of us in seriousness.
Thank you, AJ.
All of us in the room currently or all of us?
Oh, no. Yeah. All of us guys.
Okay.
Because I wear Nike stuff.
I try real hard.
And he wears Puma.
You actually have like style for sure for like your band stuff.
Yeah,
stage
man.
Bands.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And he's got nice blouses, but that's all he wears.
Yeah, I wore a sweatshirt today because I'm back on the
I love that you're bringing blouses back.
Sauce feels like he's dying today. I think medically you might need
golf.
To get checked out.
Yeah, I walked 18 holes. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, man.
Are you tired?
He's exhausted.
Yeah, my body
and sore.
Ooh, from advantage, Carly.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel like you're going to do today?
He's
terrible. Can we have a handicap?
A what?
Can I have a handicap?
I think Sauce has
one. I think Sauce has one.
No, can I have one for the game?
Oh, can you have one?
That was the second great line of the day from Corey Cohn.
Yeah, that was
beautifully
brilliant.
Done.
That was really good. Now my dad hates you, but...
Watch, since Hawk runs the Power Trip Quotes account, none of my quotes will make it.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Who does run it?
I don't know. No,
yeah, Chris
actually,
Hockey
I just did
lady
the,
hats.
I thought it was me.
And his merce.
What's wrong with my camouflage, by the way?
It's fine. No, but he said earlier, he was talking about how he wears...
camouflage Vikings hat.
Yeah, exactly. A camouflage Vikings hat, and we don't tease him for that, but we tease him for a lady hat.
They're shaming me.
Oh, I love the hat.
Thank you. I like
it
too.
Purple, but
it's not. It's come over here and look at it.
Okay,
it does laugh.
And do me a favor. Please don't bring up Sauce's huge penis.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
P A N N U S.
Right.
Or
Chris's droopy weenus.
Yeah.
Yep.
How
which
dare
is an
you?
Elbow.
That is
we're
my
learning
elbow.
A lot today, Carly. Thanks for listening earlier.
I did not. Sorry.
Gotcha. I haven't learned anything.
I was sleeping.
Carly is here to play initials, and you can start guessing on Twitter who's going to win initials and how many points are they going to score. Carly, Sauce, AJ and Hawk are playing today because Mark Parrish is out. Hashtag PowerTrip on Twitter. If you get it right, you are eligible to have your name drawn. And if your name is drawn, you win a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Thanks, Mountain Dew. Vikings News is next.
You know, First of all, I'm sorry I left the lights so turned up in there. I like it to be bright in here, but yeah. I came over there so I could see the...
Setting
I don't know what
mood.
To say, because now I realize Carly's right. This hat is not blue, it's purple.
Mystery solved.
It's faded purple.
Lavender.
is he lying? I don't know what color lavender is. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
It's a lighter purple.
Look at your underwear.
Purple.
All right. That's brown.
By the way, the other dead giveaway is you did not buy a New York Giants hat.
Right.
I mean, it is a Vikings hat.
But right. I kind of like this color of purple. Dude.
Well, they're not.
I love it.
And they're not capable of selling a blue hat, but that seems a little
off-brand.
I don't understand.
Well, then I'm even more confused by why you guys were ripping me off for my hat.
Because we like making fun of you.
Well, obviously. I hate it. You guys do that so much.
So you do it to me constantly.
Carly, what's new with you? Anything to report since Tuesday or not? It's only been 3 days.
We went to an apple orchard.
Did you get the
pine tree apple orchard?
You do not like cinnamon, so you didn't get the apple cinnamon donuts.
I did not. No, Sophia did.
Apple cinnamon cider. That's the best.
Right, but I got apple cider, which was delightful.
Put cinnamon in it.
And we got to
cinnamon in it.
We got to go pick apples.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys go to
Pine Tree?
The Dickens apple orchard?
Nope. I've been saying it Pine Tree.
Oh, I'm
Pine
sorry.
Tree apple. I didn't
know what's the one you went to as a kid, Hawk?
Dickens.
And the cider there is incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially the hard cider.
Mm-hmm. And we got to take home some of those. But you know what, guys? Let's grow up a little bit.
Okay.
I was telling
you
a story.
You're right, guys. She's telling us an interesting story about going to the apple orchard.
Yeah, and we got to take home the first kiss apple. You know what?
See, how do you think I feel?
Aren't you happy you came in?
This is a Friday. Yeah. I was going to say this is my Friday, but it's everybody's Friday.
Oh, this one's yours. Oh, fine.
Tell us more about the apples.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we got to try those first kiss apples.
What does that mean?
You know, haven't you heard about they were huge at the state fair? They're new.
They're a new breed.
Yeah, no kidding. No. What's it like? Is it sweet?
It's a little more tart.
Ugh.
Oh, it's so good. What?
Yeah,
I don't like
tart. It's so good.
We had one at the Maple Grove Farmers Market yesterday called Sweet 16, and it was as close to a Honeycrisp as I've had. It's not quite as crispy, if you will, but it's not like a mushy apple. Super good. Mm-hmm. Never heard of Sweet 16.
And we learned there's these like yellow apples that they grow on the trees, but you can't package them. You can't sell them to grocery stores because they bruise so easily. And so people have to buy them and like hand wash them. And you can't send them down a conveyor.
That's too much work.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
But so that's what we did. Jason's now in Dallas. They have a game tonight that's going to go great.
So it's going to
go really well.
Did you see the, speaking of apples, did you see the story? And I saw Creasel tweet about it as well. You know, Kristen Bell said that some of the Disney movies make her uncomfortable as a parent because they teach her kids weird lessons. And she specifically brought up Snow White, that you shouldn't take food from strangers. And she's uncomfortable with her kid learning that, if some old witch just hands you an apple, you should take it. But she watch the end
of the exact opposite of what it teaches you.
It teaches you don't take apples from old witches because they'll probably poison you.
Right. Yeah.
That's the whole moral of the story.
Don't touch needles, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Isn't she a little more concerned that that Snow White had to wait for the kiss and they were probably like
that a man
15?
Saved her?
And she lived with seven dudes.
Right, and sister were trying to hit that.
Yeah, it was like sleepy, horny.
Yeah.
What were the seven dwarves, Hawk?
No, she nailed two of them. They're sleepy, horny.
Yeah. That's the same guy.
That's you.
It's Mark Parrish.
Oh my gosh, it's
Vikings news. Grumpy.
Sorry, hold on, it's Vikings news.
Oh, damn it!
It's time for Vikings news.
Freaking nickname even.
Presented by
Thank you, Radko.
One guy who will not be playing for the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday because he missed practice yesterday is Tyler George of the U.S. men's curling team.
Good.
He did not practice with the team. Hi, Tyler.
Oh, he can't. I don't think he can hear.
Yeah, put your headphones on, sweetie. We're talking to you.
He doesn't care.
That one that's broken right there? Mm-hmm.
Carly, you're not playing Sunday, are you?
I'm not going to play Sunday.
Did you practice
yesterday? Hopefully nobody has me on their fantasy team.
Mm.
I didn't practice
Rosie
yesterday.
Does.
Yeah. I think you were a top 4 or 5 pick on Rosie's list.
Top 4 or 5? One or two.
You're getting an ego now.
Who would be ahead of me?
Sophia Loren.
Okay,
Hockey sister.
Name someone else.
Every position.
Probably Joe Mauer.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Tyler George.
I don't know.
He's dead.
He's right behind me. Hi, Ty.
Hi.
He's here.
There he is.
Hi, guys. I'll come say hi in a bit.
Hi.
He won a gold medal for doing stuff.
Are you playing initials too?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, he hasn't been invited.
I think there's a fear factor there. I don't think they want me in the game with this big rivalry going on.
That might be what it is.
Yeah.
They asked me to do it.
Yep. That's exactly
I think you were like the last one that was available.
That's not true. Carly was second. The only person we asked ahead of her, because you've played before, we were trying to get new blood in. Lake, I'm too busy, dude.
Dude,
I can't do it Friday, dude. I'm busy, dude.
Dude, I can't do that, dude.
I have a lifetime, I'm like, Lake, it'd be nice to get the band back together, right? The old Sledge and Lake reunion on the morning show. We'll play Initials. You've never played Initials. You've been in Kansas City for like 3 decades. Dude, you think I can just drop everything, dude, on a... Yeah, I do. I think you can drop everything.
Dude. Hey, can I say something?
You wouldn't
something?
Even know what to do.
I have to say something about Henry Lake, and I must curse.
What? What? You can't.
It's not the podcast.
I know, but I must. Mm-hmm. That some bitch always smells so good. I gotta find a fragrance.
He wears a Sex Panther.
I don't know what he wears, but he always smells good. Nobody has ever walked away from me going, that some bitch smells good.
Hawk, check this smell out. Hold on. Here, I'm coming by you.
What's going on over here?
Doesn't sound good.
Are you going to fart in my face?
No, you're supposed to smell Tyler George, apparently.
Yeah, that's a good smell. Yeah. That's a good smell. That's no H. Lake smell, dude.
Yeah.
But that's a good smell.
Carly, I don't wear cologne, should I?
No. I don't like, Jason doesn't wear it either.
So you like Jason's natural musk.
I do.
But in general, past boyfriends, all 915 of them. Did you you like cologne or non-cologne?
Non-cologne.
General? Almost always.
So yeah. you don't think I should go for a signature smell?
Because I was thinking like you to be clean, but sure. I don't need you to wear it with it.
Before we get back to Vikings news, because look, whatever. They're going to play the Jets, they're going to win. How do you feel about guys who reuse towels?
Oh, I listen to this, you guys.
Is that a deal breaker? Like, let's say you and Jason broke up today. Would you ever date Tommy Olsen knowing that he uses the same towel for about 3 consecutive weeks?
We could fix that.
See, that's the point, right there.
He just needs to be trained, right?
Yeah, he's too young. Sure, he's too young. Pup. He's you said he's living the bachelor lifestyle. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the guys in college did the same thing. Right. I don't think they ever washed a towel.
And not in his area, either.
Right, it doesn't dry down there because he said he likes it kind of damp. That's weird.
But again, that was a weird
AJ and I joked about this after the show. The other weird thing about Tommy's explanation about reusing the towels is he didn't hang them on a towel rack or on a hook behind the door. He hangs it from the windowsill, like the window latch.
I still don't know how that happens.
That's disgusting. That's where he hangs his towels that he reuses.
Yeah.
Those are dusty.
Yeah, dusty windowsills.
But they're not dusty because he hangs his towel there every day. They don't have a chance to accumulate dust.
It wipes down.
Yeah.
I think he needs to wash them.
It's so funny, though.
I agree with Howie. She said, throw them, just start over. Yeah, throw them away.
Burn them.
Start over. And I think that's a great idea.
So are you, though, like, it has to be washed, a new towel every time?
I would say two at the most for us. Yeah, two at the most. But I don't like things laying around in the house. Like, I don't like laundry sitting around. I don't like towels sitting around. So
you'd burn my house down.
Don't come over.
All of that needs to be done quickly. Dishes, all of that. I can't have things sitting around.
So Jason's OCD with socks and things like that, right? Organization. So my guess is he also does not reuse towels.
No.
Because that would terrify him, right?
Well,
he's too clean?
No,
does he like being damp down there?
I'm not going to say that.
Stop that.
How does he feel about being moist? That's the worst word of all time.
Oh, my God.
Damp's close.
Ugh. Yeah, damp is
I don't mind damp. No. Moist is the worst.
He has great hygiene, I'll tell you that.
Oh, good.
I honestly don't think the towel, I don't even think you'd notice the towel thing. Other things bother him. That wouldn't bother him. So I do that. Mm. Like, I don't know if he would know how many times, but he never showers at home. He showers
at the rink. It's always at the
or his girlfriend's locker room.
I'd like to make an observation. Something that Carly said a moment ago that was so true, but there's an off branch off of the tree. She said, that can be changed. We can train him, right? Mm-hmm. That level of work comes at, he has to be a certain amount of good looking for them to put that kind of work in on you, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if she looked at me and I was like that, it's a deal breaker.
Sure.
But I find Tommy, you incredibly attractive.
Do you
Even
with the blue hat that apparently is not blue?
Especially with the blue hat. Because it matches your eyes.
Can I tell you that I'm moist and damp downstairs?
Oh, my God.
Hawk, I was listening earlier. That's definitely purple from in here.
It's a lady's
lemonade.
It's a light lavender.
Lavender is actually that's exactly what it is.
That's the
word.
It's
lavender.
Yeah. All right, I got to work. I got to look it up. I got to see what lavender is.
You don't know what lavender looks like.
Well, and it's not even training them. I think it's an undertaking that you have. Like, it's your, you end up taking that on. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think you're, Tommy's probably never going to start doing it on his own. He's probably never going to be like, wake up one morning and be like, I'm going to wash all my towels every day.
How come we don't get to train you people?
What would you change?
Oh, don't get me started.
Hey, you know, for $15, you can, I'm sorry. In Amsterdam?
Chris, we're on the radio.
Yeah, no.
This isn't the podcast.
Right.
Running back Dalvin Cook, who has missed three of the past four games, Carly, because of a hamstring injury, left the practice field during individual drills Thursday and was listed as a non-participant. So that, to me, I don't know this, and maybe you have further information, AJ. That would seem as if something happened and he took a step back. But I don't know if it's just written that way and that's not the truth, or do you know anything?
Well, no, it was a weird situation because he was there during the media availability,
okay,
and ran off the field. So they saw him leave.
Okay.
And Chris Thomason was tweeting, and everyone was tweeting about it. And then after practice,
Chris broke the story.
Chris asked Mike Zimmer if he was limited in practice, and he said no, he was not limited. But he apparently never returned, so he wasn't limited because he wasn't a participant. He has said some things about, like, Danielle Hunter, and that it's all part of the plan, like, almost like a scheduled off day.
Right. Yeah.
So I wonder, the only thing I can think of is either it was a step back, like something happened, but at that point in time, they had really only been doing stretching and calisthenics, so I don't know what could have happened.
Did he run off like he had to poop?
Well, that was, honestly, that was my thought, but when they released, because, again, this order of events was they saw him leave, Mike Zimmer said no, he wasn't limited, and then an hour later, the injury report came out as a did not participate. So in that hour's time, I thought maybe they just saw him run to the bathroom.
Vikings at Jets Sunday at noon right here on The Fan. So did you have to train Jason in anything, period? Because it sounds like you are prepared to train all of us as potential mates, and he is your current mate.
That's a great question.
Would
you think that through and answer it after we go to
Heidi? I would love that.
Thank you.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings tight end David Morgan joins the Power Trip next after this.
I don't think I'll get credit for this, which is fine. My credit's kind of in the trash anyway.
Well, were you at shoot around?
I was not. But I'm pretty sure that I remember seeing or saying when I saw the original trailer for the Halloween movie that I thought it looked fantastic. And it's getting rave reviews everywhere right now. I mean, it's 4 out of 4 stars right now.
81% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's a pretty solid horror movie score. Paul, your hands up.
When you say every trailer's fantastic, eventually don't you have to be right, though?
Yeah, it's Boy Who Cried Wolf. Hi, Mr. Z.
Oh, Mr. Hey, Z's laughing. You died.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Mr. Z Movies, if you want to talk film or box office results. Halloween is the movie that Chris just transitioned into. That's the big launch this weekend, right? Halloween, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's crazy the kind of numbers that Halloween is going to do this weekend. It did almost $10 million on their Thursday night previews. The record, as you guys probably remember, we broke the October record earlier this month with Venom for the largest October opening, and Halloween looks like it'll blast that away. And going to do somewhere around 70 million, maybe even more than 70 million opening weekend.
Wow. Think about that. If you got placed into some kind of cryo chamber in 1980, whatever.
I did.
Or you just have had a 30-year coma. You could wake up and have the number one movie be Halloween.
Yep.
And you could flip on network TV and go, oh, let's watch Hawaii Five-0 and MacGyver tonight.
It's a great time to be alive.
Roseanne P.I. And Magnum P.I. and the Tracy Ullman show. Hey, and The Simpsons is still on. It's like time traveling. But Halloween and Jamie Lee Curtis is, of course, back as well.
Yep. What they decided to do with this Halloween was ignore any Halloween movie that's come out since the original. Have been scratched and thrown away. So I'm not spoiling anything. The movie basically starts with kind of just letting you know that after Michael Myers terrorized Laurie Strode, Jamie Lee Curtis, he has been institutionalized since then. So all the Halloween 2, 3, 4, 5, In Space versus Freddy, all that stuff was all not existent in this world. So it's just a continuation where she's still her character, but she's a grandmother with a daughter who she kind of raised uncomfortably because, you know, with her terrifying experience she had, and then she has a granddaughter. So it's good. I'm a bit of a cheerleader, and I'm usually on here complaining about the critics. I'm not really doing that with this one. I was a little kid, but I'm a huge, huge, huge horror fan. And this movie is very, very much like the first one, enough to where even some of the acting and writing is like it was in 1978.
Whoops.
But But I've talked to a lot of people. I saw it. I saw what the critics are saying. I see what everyone else is saying, and they all seem to really like it. And so, great.
So let me ask you something, because I'm not a big horror movie fan, and I don't know the backstories very well. So Jason Voorhees had a supernatural element to him, correct? Is that accurate?
Well, in not on the original, but
he went on to later. Okay, but yeah. Does Michael Myers have a supernatural element to him, or is he just supposed to be just a psychopath?
I'll tell you that after I saw the movie, that was one of the first questions I asked one of the people I saw it with was, is he like some sort of, I don't think so. I think he's kind of like Bo Jackson or something, kind of like a human, but a very, very remarkable human.
Mm. Ooh.
So,
all right,
Bo Jackson,
like Tommy Olsen,
yeah,
so
similar.
You can smell him so coming.
He does stuff that a normal man may or may not be able to do. So,
like Tommy Olsen,
So suffice it to say, it's going to do okay. Crazy business.
Another movie that comes out with a clever little acronym is called "The Hate You Give," and if you flip the title kind of sideways, it's an acronym for Thug. 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, rave reviews for "The Hate You Give."
Yeah, okay. Well, the basic plot of the movie is there's a young black woman who's a high school young. She's very smart, and she ends up going to the very rich white school in the neighborhood, and so she has that little community that she kind of lives with. But she's also part of her own community. And in that community, one of her childhood best friends is shot by a white police officer. And she's kind of stuck between those two worlds of the... So it's a very, very politically relevant film. So as far as kind of addressing how that issue might affect a young person, it does a very good job. You know, as far as like acting and writing and all that stuff, it does a really good job of addressing that. Now, some people might, I don't want to say be tired of that topic, because that's not really fair, the topic. But for addressing that in a fictional way, it possibly Oscar nominations.
Well, if I may be serious for a second, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I can't say about the movie. I read the book. Every white person should read it.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. If you want to know what it's like the best you possibly can from the perspective of an African-American being pulled over by a white police officer, read the book.
And I agree with you that the movie does it justice. It makes you feel the same way. Like I said, it's not corny in the sense where you feel like it's an after-school special.
Right.
It does. It's like I said. It's potentially Oscar nominations for acting and the movie. So
awesome! Thanks, Mr. Z. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Got it.
Thanks. Bye. The book really increased my empathy for sure.
Mm. Carly, you're a white person. Do you read books?
I do.
Nope.
Yeah.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, they're the sponsor.
Yeah.
I have to say that they sponsor Fan 5, but we do love them.
Duh.
Oh, the segment that was. I still don't remember this I don't remember this happening every week.
What's that?
The Fan 5.
Literally, it's older than you are.
Which is funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you know, Barrero does the top 5 at 5, and I think Gerdsy actually goes through 5 stories.
He does.
I don't think we've actually done Fan 5 since about 2004.
And I think it's because you don't number them each time.
Right, and sometimes there's only 2 stories that we care about, and sometimes there's 10. So we just call
then
it Fan
derail.
5 and just start
Usually
talking
just
sports.
Derail and talk about towels and stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I just call it, let's get through this so I can do Fan 5 today. Or do initials.
Yeah, and correct. I go to the
I don't want to get to initials.
You don't.
What if you win?
Look, why you, Ty George is going to be tagged in right back here behind me. Oh,
don't tempt me.
He can break
Tyler, could,
pulling
be,
hard
could
for
we
Carly,
be a
though.
Team?
No.
Has that ever been done?
No. There's no team.
There's no team.
Plus,
no.
We have a new king, so the king gets to make the new rules anyway.
Well, that's how it works, huh?
We have a new king.
Oh, this will be fun.
Na na hey ya.
Been the king for a week. He was the king for almost 4 years. So
yeah, you never got this treatment.
No, because they all secretly don't like me.
No,
I don't think it's
AJ likes
they're just
me,
jealous.
The rest of them hate me.
They're just jealous of you.
So when a new president goes through his inauguration, does that president go, "Oh, good"?
Yeah, the last one I would assume did.
I was the president forever, and they're giving this guy all the attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he's the president.
This
he's
is
president.
Why Fan 5 doesn't stick out in my mind.
That's it.
This is why.
I think we figured it out.
Absolutely.
I think we figured it out.
Sports are boring.
Except for the Wild, the Minnesota Wild. They're not boring. And they play tonight.
What's your show?
They play tonight in Dallas.
Shootout or something. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, speaking of that. What's going on with your show tonight?
Overtime. It actually aired earlier this week.
See,
I think because the game's on tonight.
It's like Fan 5, right? Yeah.
And Abbott's terrible at his job.
But next week it'll be Adam and Caitlin Thielen talking about their new foundation. So.
Carly's my celebrity picker on Sunday.
And she's a grinning.
I'm so excited.
Because her husband went three.
All of my knowledge from football is from you guys, so this is going to be.
Same.
Well, the Vikings are 3-2-1, and they play at New York 3-3 on Sunday. It's a noon game on Fox. The Vikes right now by 3.5.
I like the Vikes by way more. Yeah. And by way more, I mean 7 to 10 points.
Yeah. As it says in the USA Today, the Jets are not going to beat Kirk Cousins in a shootout. I think that's the only line you need to win. Yep. To read right there.
Yeah. I'm not convinced they're going to be able to shoot out against the Vikings defense the way they're playing now either.
Yeah, true. But everybody's hurt.
But definitely concerned, right? Linval's missed a couple days of practice. Hunter missed yesterday's practice. Clearly, Everson's not coming back.
Yeah, they're already thin.
Carly's getting to go to practice. Old.
Yeah, I wasn't at practice. I wasn't at toss around.
Wow.
Excuse me?
You were at sauce? My toss arounds.
Wow.
Come on, that's a good line. I couldn't help myself.
Christopher Allen.
Come on, that's a good line.
Yes. Francie wants to see you after the show.
Yeah. And Rosie wants to high five
I'm not
you.
Complaining, Chris. I'm not complaining.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, not complaining.
Yep.
Got weird in there.
Yes, yeah,
kind of did.
I don't feel weird at all.
I'm glad.
Well, you should.
Tonight is Timberwolves home opener. And Carly used to cover the Timberwolves for Timberwolves Entertainment Network
and
Timberwolves.com.
Jimmy Butler.
Winter is coming.
Wait, yep. Who, Jimmy Butler?
Also, Kevin Love is coming tonight because he's going to be at Target Center with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Tonight.
Who gets a louder cheer, Jimmy Butler or Kevin Love?
Love.
Yeah. Hands down.
Because no one's going to cheer for Jimmy, and very few people will cheer for Love, but it'll be more than Jimmy. Jimmy's going to get widely booed. It would be universally booed.
Who will you cheer
for?
I can't wait to see it.
Hmm.
They better carry that live on TV.
He's going to cheer for the apocalypse.
Will people remember that Kevin Love left for the same reason that Jimmy Butler wants to leave too? They just won't care because it was so long ago?
No.
I think that's why he won't get very many cheers.
We got stuff back for Love.
Yeah.
We're kind of feeling like we're not going to get anything back for Jimmy.
Well, still, the sentiment, though, right? They both wanted out of town because they didn't want to be here anymore.
KG?
I don't think Love's getting any cheers, but he's not going to get the boos that Butler's going to get.
I can't remember who tweeted this, but they said apathy is probably the best way to go about this.
I would love to go to Applebee's
before the game.
Yeah. Apathy!
Apathy! I thought we were just going to get mozzies and go watch some people.
I hope he goes out there and nobody just cares. Nobody boos and nobody cheers and just nobody cares that he's out there.
They don't care enough to do anything.
Because I think Jimmy will just thrive off of either.
Shouldn't Tibbs get booed, too?
Well, sure, then they all boo him and they win the game.
Don't people have to be in the room for there to be boos, though?
Chris?
What?
I'd booze.
I thought you
win or lose.
Yeah, win or lose. Hawk and I are boozing in about 2 hours.
Yeah, and Tyler George is coming with us. We're gonna.
I've
booze
never
it
been
up.
Invited to booze. With you
can
you guys.
Booze. It's a booze cruise.
Even in Vegas, I'm never invited to booze.
Is that right,
with you guys? Yeah.
Rosie's.
You're always going on your photo shoots.
False. Yeah, we boozed while we shopped.
And then Rosie showed up uninvited.
Shocking. Why haven't we ever done a booze cruise?
It is a bit alarming.
I know, Gertie. You're drunk.
We could do a booze cruise. We'll have a bunch of people in really skimpy clothing. We'll call it like a booty cruise.
Oh.
And then just debauchery unfolds.
Bride.
Strippers? Sure.
No. Strip and go naked.
Flip a coin on gender. I don't care. What's the difference?
That's
as long as there's some nudity.
Yeah,
who cares?
That's always been.
Are we getting closer to initials?
It's next.
It's time.
Oh,
it's time.
You can still guess on Twitter who's going to win initials and how many points are going to score. If you get it right, your name is eligible to be drawn, and if your name gets drawn, you could win a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our awesome friends at Mountain Dew. Thanks, Mountain Dew.
Also, if you want to win $1,000 with a grand in your hand, text money to 200-200. That's money to 200-200.
Initials is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
All right! Getting off the schneid, finally. Feel it.
Win up hard for it!
Okay, I will.
Win up
You know, you're only one win away from number 50.
Is that right?
Yeah, wow, I had no idea. I was doing that well.
49.
I was not aware.
Oh, Carly, you have one career victory.
Good job.
With an asterisk.
Yeah. With an ass?
Yeah, with an ass next to it.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Where's the button? Time means everything.
You have a killer dumpster.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time means everything. You guys ready or what?
I think I am.
I mean, sure.
It's okay.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Dew Nation Rewards. Don't cheat, you guys. Don't cheat off
Nobody's
my
cheating.
Paper.
We're drinking Mountain Dew. We're talking Mountain Dew here. There's no cheating.
Check out Dew Nation Rewards for with all your Dew points.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
DewNationRewards.com.
Dew.
Initials are MD.
For Mountain Dew.
Cheating. We play Initials every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials. These four competitors don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. I start reading clues. There are six clues per item. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell at their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're up for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9, held by AJ and Sauce. This is going to feel weird, but let's do this. Your all-time wins leader is now AJ Mansoor, so
wow,
you get
that
to
is
be
the weirdest part.
Described first, because we always start with the wins leader.
Wow,
AJ
wow.
has 75 wow. career victories. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey, if I win today, you can head over to Rival House, get a free tap beer and $3 initials appetizer. Also, they have something fun planned for next Friday, 10/26. Throw a little party to celebrate last week's win, and hopefully I keep winning. So mark that on your calendar and stay tuned for details.
That would be weird because you said it's next Friday.
I could be behind.
If Sauce wins today and next week, you would be celebrating that you're back to second place.
Yep.
So you really need to win one of the next 2 weeks, otherwise it's going to be awkward.
It would be weird.
Second all-time with 74 career victories is the fans, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert.
Hi, thank you. If I win, well, you will receive, I am, one free beverage of choice at any of the Irish-born hospitality restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and, of course, McKinney Row. Just say Meat Sauce, one initials, to your server today through Sunday. What's so funny?
He's me, my nice guy.
Nothing.
I'm not.
Inside
she wasn't laughing at you.
No, I was not laughing at you, I promise.
Sounded like you were.
No.
Third all-time in initials wins is the fans Chris Hockey with 49.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And a ladies hat.
That's okay. I don't mind. I'm here for Radco.com. If I win today, then you'll get 10% off your online order all weekend long at Radco.com. Thank you, Radco.
Tied for seventh all-time with one career victory.
Wow.
And also tied for ninth all-time in points with 9. Is the fans Carly Zucker.
And if I win, you can go to Gustavus.edu and apply to go to Gustavus Adolphus College.
You should do that.
You actually can do that if you lose as well.
Win or lose, you can apply to Gustavus Adolphus College. But that place is where you make
what
your life count.
It's a great
count.
Place. It's a great place to start. Is that the right jingle?
No, that's a South Dakota jingle.
Okay.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Win a pie for it!
The initials this week.
Wow. Is that the police video?
Yeah.
We're almost there, Lee. Carly joked right before we came back from break. She wanted me to give her the initials. And she said, blink twice if the first letter is C. And it is.
Stop. Get out of here.
C-S are the initials today. C-S. Paul, I know you don't believe this, but I'm cheering for you.
You've never cheered for me in your entire life, even if I had a kidney that would save your life.
What?
I don't know. Usain talks.
Usain talks.
Usain Bolt's cousin?
Yep. He's not as fast.
Item one of CS.
Clue number one.
Was created by an Italian, an Italian immigrant.
Clue number two.
The Guinness Book of World Records, largest one ever, created, was prepared by a team of 160 people and weighed over 3 tons.
Clue number three.
There is an inherent risk of salmonella.
Hawk.
Yep.
Chicken sandwich.
Hawk is out for the remainder of item one.
You got me there, yeah.
Clue number four.
It's almost always found in a bowl.
Clue number five.
It's mostly green.
AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Caesar salad?
That's right.
Wow.
Dang.
It's all right, Carly.
I have no idea.
AJ leads 1-0. Here's item 2 of CS.
Clue number 1.
It's an American game show that debuted in 2018.
Clue number 2.
It usually remains static unless it's reviewed.
Clue number 3.
A person's income is often a key factor when determining this.
Clue number 4.
It is often connected.
AJ.
Yep.
Credit score.
AJ is out for the remainder of item 2. I'll finish clue 4.
Clue number 4.
It's often connected to divorce.
Clue number 5.
Connected to deadbeats.
Oh,
Carly.
Carly. Child support.
That's right.
Nice.
Nice job, Carly.
Excellent gorilla impression into the correct answer.
I was afraid to even jump in.
Were you walking over hot coals?
That 5 seconds has got to go on button bar there. Yeah.
Did a quick fire walk and then rang in and said her name. And then the right answer, which is child support. Wow. Carly.
Right before your answer was the highlight of Rosen's year. Wow. Too bad he didn't see that.
It's her 10th career point.
I can't breathe.
She really can't. You all right? Oh, goodness.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Want a banana or something?
Brilliant.
Ready? You tell me when you're ready.
I'm so ready. Don't worry about it.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Carly and AJ tied for the lead, 1-1. Here's item 3 of CS.
Clue number 1.
Was the star of a 1955 Disney animated classic.
Clue number 2.
First mentioned in the 14th century.
Clue number 3.
Originally intended for hunting.
Clue number 4.
Can be black, liver, red, golden, tan, or white.
Clue number 5.
My own Brucey won the top prize in 1940 and again in 1941.
Cock.
Yep.
Cocker Spaniel.
Dang it.
I couldn't get it either.
Is that Lady in the Tramp?
Thing. That is Lady in the Tramp, correct.
These are good, Cora. Yeah. Literally, my lord.
I couldn't think of the name of the damn dog breed. I couldn't.
Just for fun, let's see if you guys can get this. The last clue, from 1936 to 1952, Cocker Spaniels were the most popular breed in America until it was overtaken by the...
Dalmatian.
Lab.
Beagle. Apparently Beagle took over number one.
Isn't that what Snoopy is?
Yeah, Snoopy is. Yeah.
I assume that was about 50s-ish?
Yeah, sure.
When did the peanuts start? Dalmatians, yeah.
AJ, Hawk, and Carly all have one. Here's item 4 of CS.
Clue number 1.
Once claimed to be a warlock.
Clue number 2.
Was a junior stockbroker in 1987.
Paul.
Yep.
Charlie Sheen.
That's right.
We got a 4-way tie.
Damn it.
Everybody has one. Charlie Sheen. Here's item 5 of CS.
Clue number 1.
The first modern version debuted in Dallas, Texas in 1927.
Clue number 2.
Often connected to drugs.
Clue number 3.
Often seen near highways or freeways.
Clue Hawk? Number 4.
Hawk.
Convenience store?
That's right.
Wow. I get the drugs.
Convenience store. Chris takes the lead, trying to get win number 50 in his career. Here's item 6.
Come on, Fatty.
Item 6 of CS with Hawk leading 2-1.
Clue number 1.
Originated in the UK in 1916.
Clue number 2.
Was formed using the Jungle Book history and universe.
Clue number 3.
Has over 1 million members in the US.
Clue number four.
Has a connection to a wolf.
Paul.
Yep.
Cub Scouts.
That's right.
Oh. Good. Sauce back in it. Sauce tied with Chris with two apiece. We are halfway through the game. It's as tight as it could be. 2-2 to 1-1. AJ and Carly just 1 point back. Here's item 7 of CS.
Clue number one.
Debuted in May of 1996.
Clue number two.
Its creator admits he's not entirely sure what it's actually about.
Clue number three.
It hit number one on the alternative charts.
Hot.
Yeah.
Champagne Supernova.
That's right.
Wow. Wow. Well done.
Wow.
Great. Yeah.
Very good one. Impressive.
That was impressive. How'd you come up with that?
I just
jumped in there?
Yeah.
Very good. Champagne Supernova. Chris takes the lead. He has three. Sauce one back with two. AJ and Carly clearly not even close to out of it. There's five items left. Here's item 8 of CS.
Clue number one.
Often known by just the second word.
Paul.
Okay.
Whoa.
Five.
Carlos Santana.
That's right.
Oh! Holy balls!
Wow. You were sitting on that one?
Yeah, but when you said word...
Well, it is. I mean, it's a name, but I didn't want to say just by his second name.
I almost didn't guess.
But the way we play the game is there is a first word and a second word, and but the way I worded it was that he's often known by just the second word.
Okay, now they're getting hot.
I walked... and exercise yesterday. I'm not thinking clearly.
You did walk 18
holes.
When
you said word, I didn't think it would be name.
Mm-hmm.
Show only goes till 9, guys. Let's go.
Oh, okay. How many do you have?
One.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look great. Hockey's lady hat.
I'm just trying to mate with Carly by giving her my mating call.
Rosie's first in line. He'll Tasmanian devil his way through the door.
She's into gorillas. Thank you very much. Carly and AJ have one apiece. Hawk and Sauce have three. There are four items left. Here's item 9 of CS.
Clue number one.
This goes by multiple names.
Clue number two.
It's connected to burning pain.
Clue number three.
It's often described using the word outbreak.
Clue number four.
Usually heals within about...
Oh, Carly.
Yeah.
Cold sore?
That's right.
Ooh.
Oh. No doubt you get that.
In it. Carly,
herpes.
Nice. You're not done yet. Yeah, exactly.
Would you have accepted Hockey's sister's nickname?
Cold sores?
Yeah.
No.
Good one. Okay, good one. Paul's not funny anymore.
That's accurate. Here we go. Hawk and Sauce with three apiece. Carly with two. AJ with one.
Thanks.
At the victory party, may have jumped the gun at Rival House. Whoops.
Yeah, he'll come back.
Whoops. Item 10 of CS.
Clue number one.
Is sometimes required for a class or school.
Paul.
Okay.
Credit score.
What's your credit score? You're not getting into this class.
don't some college.
You can't
this
buy
is
a
psychology.
House. Why would I teach you if you can't even buy a house? Get out of here.
Any of the rest of my answer, you go, man, it's not a bad guess. I answer it and you go,
what an idiot.
Pick that score back up and then you can come learn.
God, I hope you die.
You're going to have to say the clue again. I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
Clue number one.
Sauce is out for the remainder of item 10. It's sometimes required for a class or school.
Clue number two.
It's not always voluntary.
Clue number three.
Sometimes it involves cleaning.
Clue number four.
It is sometimes connected to citizenship requirements.
Clue number five.
It doesn't pay.
CS.
Final clue.
Clue number six.
It is often administered in terms of number of hours and is attached to a criminal's punishment.
AJ.
Yep.
Lila, community service.
That's right.
Community service is correct.
Tyler's just back here shaking his head like I had all of these.
No.
This is crazy tight. Here we go. Hawk and Sauce have three apiece. AJ and Carly just one back with two items to go. So if Hawk or Sauce gets this right, then AJ and Carly would be mathematically eliminated. But everybody else obviously still come mathematically on, in. Here's item 11 of CS.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1999.
Clue number two.
Is an observant Roman Catholic.
Clue number three.
Was eventually a real estate investor.
Clue number four.
Was sometimes seen in counseling.
Clue number five.
Her FBI code name is Mrs. Bing. Final clue.
Clue number six.
Is the wife of an iconic fictional mafia boss.
Paul.
Yep. Five. Four.
Carmelo three. Soprano.
AJ.
Yep.
Carmela
Soprano. That's right.
Damn. Oh, how do you know that? Huh?
Very close, but you got to pronounce it correct. Carmela absolutely. Soprano is the right answer.
I gave this game away.
Carly, you can still... Well, it's not over yet. With this one item to go.
Yeah, Hockey, how did you...
That was
you
his, though, yeah. I've
Hockey, never seen an episode. AJ, and Sauce all have three.
Said it. I'd love a Carmelo, though.
She was great, by the way. That show was really, really good. Carly, you can get this and force a four-way tiebreaker, which we haven't had in a long time. I think we've had one or two ever.
Yeah.
Get this right, and we got a four-way tiebreaker. We can do this.
No pressure.
Otherwise... Carly either gets this and a four-way tiebreaker takes place. If Hawk, AJ, or Sauce get it, they are victorious. If Sauce gets it, he ties again for the all-time wins lead. Here we go. Item 12 of CS.
Clue number one.
Spanky's River Street in Savannah, Georgia is reportedly the origin.
Clue number two.
It's connected to the Pectoralis Minor.
Clue number three.
It's often found in baskets.
Did you?
For the win.
Chicken strips.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Chicken strips is right, and AJ nice comes job, all the way back and wins.
I can't believe it.
Rival House thanking their lucky stars.
Victory number 76. Man. He just always finds a way. He's like life in Jurassic Park.
It was unbelievable.
You know, I don't feel so bad today.
You got two.
Great.
Very competitive, Carly. Nicely done. If you would only watch Sopranos...
I don't.
You maybe would have had a chance.
You got
to win.
Two.
I was just
answers.
A little slow on it because I knew what was going on, but you were quicker
right.
on the Carmella.
Yes. Yeah. Very close.
Two correct answers, and you made it onto the button bar.
Thank you.
So, AJ, okay. What happens now?
You can go to the Rival House. You can get a free tap beer. You can get a $3 initials appetizer, and you can prepare yourself for a heck of a party next Friday. 1026 Rival House. Stay tuned for details. This is going to be some fun stuff.
AJ with the comeback victory, stealing it away from Sauce and Chris Hockey. Again, thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew for helping us out every week with the initials game at 8:15. Thanks, Mountain Dew. One final segment after this with Tyler George, Carly Zucker, and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
The Fan.
So, Carly, you have 11 career points. Now you're one back of John Kreisel, two back of Tyler George and Eric Nordquist. So, Tyler, she's
I feel
chipping
so
away,
good
man.
About today.
You've got to get invited back to be able to tack on to your score. That's
I
not
know,
on me.
I have not played very many times.
No.
So, I feel like, how many times has Kreisel played?
Well, Kreisel played a lot when we first started. I shouldn't say a lot, but Kreisel played a handful of times the first year of the game.
I've only played like four or five times.
These are stats we need to go into because you go win percentage, the King's right back here.
Oh, you've lost
down.
Before.
Yeah, you win one, you win a gold medal,
good.
And all of a sudden you're just the champion
of
everything.
I've never lost an official game. Swedberg's never lost an official game.
I'm happy.
We're both at 100%.
By the way, I'm happy to admit that Corey Stringer was on my list, and then I would have gotten in.
Yep,
I would have been very made fun of.
By the way, speaking of win percentage, Tyler George.
Yes.
So I mentioned I've only played once officially and won.
Correct.
Swedberg only played once officially and won. The other person with a 100% win percentage,
John Schuster.
Schuster
won. That's against the team, not against the crew.
Doesn't
here.
Matter. He's never lost.
That's true. He actually told me to ask you guys when he gets to come in and play again.
Well,
now,
that was part of winning, right? Is whoever won that was invited. He can come back whenever he wants.
All right.
We'll kick Carly out. What does she care?
Yeah.
She's got to go to the zoo anyway. She's too bad.
He's very busy, though, because he's got to go do that stupid curling thing still.
Curfew at the zoo.
Yeah.
I do not want to hear that back.
And right on cue, there it is. Do that again. Lost in the shuffle of her.
Is that really me?
Lost in her shuffle of her monkey sound effects there is Sauce looking over at her, basically going, Carly. Sauce was basically trying to remind her of her name. Say your name, Carly, not just ape sound effects.
And both of you probably had it, but you were just waiting for me to say my name.
Put that one next to the get that banana away from me.
I know, you're looking for right now, I know.
They fit together so perfectly. Yeah. Oh, guys, always
do
a treat.
Do not put that banana near me. Do not put that banana near me. Do not. Put that banana
and
near me.
And Rose is done. Twice.
I cannot.
See, are you sure you want to come back or
I'm
not?
I'm so glad. Oh, I love it. I'm so glad I'm here on a Friday. What a good time.
Worked out for all of us.
Yes, really.
And Rival House is relieved. They did not want to throw a second place party next Friday night.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
That would have been weird. That would have been weird. Now, even if Sauce wins next week, you still can have your cute little party.
There we go.
Good for you.
Yeah. I gave that one away. I just gave it away.
We still had some really good polls, though, today. Champagne Supernova was pretty tough because I hadn't really gotten specific about the song. You just thought of it somehow out of 90s alternative songs. And clearly, Carlos Santana, after one clue, was insanely good.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Even if you're sitting on it, that was still pretty vague.
It's the only one I had.
Man.
Obviously, credit score. Can I say something Corey that I was going to say on the air? I was going to this is really stupid, but... When you said the one about cold
surge, I can't believe you're going to say
that. He's actually going to say it.
Well, so
CS, right? Go ahead.
Don't say it.
Say it. No, say it. Say it, say it, say it.
No.
You cannot do that.
No, you have to do that.
Do whatever I want.
No, what were you going to say?
No, because I would be ridiculed forever.
Was it a bad guess? Or
just one of the worst, maybe worst guesses of all time. But I thought that because it's another medical term that...
There's no way in hell that it could have been S.
Oh, man.
I can't think of a scenario where cystic fibrosis starts with an S.
I don't know.
I can't think of a scenario.
But
I
all those clues.
It's cyst?
No,
cyst.
Cystic. With a C.
Cystic fibrosis.
And then fibrosis, it definitely starts with an F.
And one of the clues was burning.
What?
Yeah, but isn't that what happens when you have cystic fibrosis?
What?
A burning sensation?
Oh,
but
I get
that
it
still doesn't have an S in it.
It doesn't make sense. But who cares? I'll guess what
guys.
I want. I'm no longer in the lead.
Guys.
I don't think we ever said this. But a couple weeks ago when the initials were HS, remember it was a week after Chris had rang in on SN and you chickened out with sporting news and you ended up being right. Mm. A week or two later it was HS. And after the first clue, Sauce rang in. He goes, no, oh, never mind. And I said, well, you know, Hawk just had that go the wrong way. He should have guessed. And you're like, nope. We're like, why not? Like, it was about four words. And then we asked you during the commercial break, we're like, what was your guess? And his guess was going to be Head and Shoulders, the shampoo. But the word shoulder was in the clue, and I don't remember what it was.
That's the other reason why I'm like, well, that's not the answer. Because you wouldn't say, like...
Right, that would have been one of the worst guesses of all time, but I don't remember what the actual answer was. What would have had a shoulder in it with HS?
The clue is, this shampoo is for your head and shoulders.
What's wrong with your guess, Sauce?
It was about four words.
Yeah, it wasn't right, Cystic fibrosis.
Yep, there you go.
Cystic cyrosis.
Yep.
It's not it.
Yeah, Corey
not
Stringer would have been a better guess, because not knowing that it starts with a K, that's all right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
I'm surprised they even thought of his name.
At least it's a C sound and then an S sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that one you had written down?
Yeah,
she wrote Corey Stringer down. That's not the end of the world.
No.
I doodled a lot on my sheet, too.
Corey's 95% start with a C.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, your name.
Sure, and that's the way to spell it, C-O-R-Y. That's the correct answer.
Yeah. Man, guys, what a day.
What a day.
That's right.
It's going to be a big win tonight for the Wild.
Huge win tonight.
And I'm going to win the lottery tonight, so you guys are all going to be set for life because I'm going to give us, I'm gonna spread it around a little bit. I'm pretty excited about it.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, yeah, one other initials note because we forgot to mention this. We launched this last week. Because there was not a tiebreaker, what we're going to do from now on is when we don't get the tiebreakers, when we do the Power Trip after party, the podcast, everybody that joins will get to just, for fun, it won't be official scoring. We'll do the tiebreakers in the podcast, so we can keep playing initials at least for two more items.
Extra
on the podcast, just for fun. No! Confidence boosters,
nope,
Carly.
After the show, lady.
Right, not now.
Hey, did you guys speaking of the Mega Millions? You know the I think the jackpot's 970 now. Do you guys know? And don't guess if you know. What would the lump sum be if you won that?
I saw before and after taxes. I think so. I can't guess.
Okay.
Because it's how much you would take, of course, in a lump sum, and then that number gets taxed as well.
Right.
And then it's even lower.
Which is so weird. That seems like it's being taxed twice.
But like 350,000 or million.
That's a pretty goddamn good guess. Mm-hmm. You're very close.
Well, maybe I didn't see the yeah, okay, I did. Yeah, okay, never mind. I got it. Yep. Anybody else want to guess?
So it's 400.
That's even closer.
Yeah. So if before taxes, you'd take home 548. After taxes, taken out 398. 398 million out of almost a billion.
So I don't know if this is a dumb question.
Go ahead.
No, cystic fibrosis does not start with CS.
The 400, roughly 400 million from the 9 to the 5, what happens to that?
Obviously, it goes into our schools. it's a good question. I don't know.
Like, I get the taxes get taken out, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but man, is that a lot.
The expansion of gambling ruins families. We can't gamble more.
Yeah.
That's evil.
I'd still take the 398.
Yeah, but duh.
Yeah, you'd take it to Crystals in Vegas with sauce and blow all of it.
Tells
yeah.
At one store.
Who's Probs? Crystal?
Yeah. I don't know, your sister's stage name?
It's not.
That's Cold Sore?
Yeah. How dare you? Hey, Sunday is International Nacho Day.
Oh.
Nacho tea.
Nachos are the best.
Yeah, nachos are pretty good.
I could live off of nachos.
I'd love to see you try. Right, start today.
Hey, okay. You live off of chicken fingers.
And
so.
I'm doing just great.
You're great.
Chicken strips. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I think we've done chicken finger before.
I believe we have.
Probably.
Because I remember a semi-similar pectoralis minor.
Maybe.
Hmm. I don't know. Anyway, so Vikes at Jets. Noon on Sunday. Final score, who wins and by how much? Go.
Carly, ladies first.
Okay. Vikings win. Ovs. And it's going to be 30-7.
Hmm.
Ooh, domination.
Ooh.
Sauce.
the Vikings will win 27-20.
That was the most depressing guess I've ever heard.
Yeah, 100%.
AJ.
I like the guess, though. I'm going to go 30-20 because they never put him away and they let him back in.
Tyler George.
27-24 Jets. I don't like this matchup.
Who invited Mr. Negative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just the facts.
Positivity over here.
America.
37-23 Vikings. We should have some long-running bet where we make a guess every week.
We never follow up.
And if anybody ever nails it, it's some, you know, $200 a person or something, and somebody wins the pot if you actually nail it. Because it would be so rare. We might go a decade without nailing the score.
That'd be good.
Maybe.
I like it. I'm in.
Yeah.
It would take a lot of luck to get the score absolutely correctly right, like, to the point. That would be tough. Carly, thank you.
What a great Friday.
That was a lot of fun.
Enjoy your weekend.
We're back on Monday to break down that Vikings victory, hopefully. Elk River Buffalo Wild Wings, 9 to noon. Friday Football Feast with PA in Charge is next right here on The Fan.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.